And Iran's Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed the opening session of the United Nations General Assembly. CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor reports from the UN.
Well-dressed dignitaries are now arriving here. They're passing through extremely heavy security, with the heads of state of 80 countries going inside. Outside the UN, just about as many issues will be demonstrated for and against today. Larger demonstrations expected to be anti-President Bush and anti-President Ahmadinejad. Both will be spending some time here today. A massive police presence outside, set up well in advance of the protesters, who will be kept behind barricades, far from the United Nations itself.
I'm Mark Knoller in New York, where President Bush's word of the day is liberation. He'll use his seventh appearance before the General Assembly to make the case that the UN must do more to liberate peoples of the world subjugated by tyranny, violence, hunger, and disease. He'll again speak of the need for reform of the world body, especially its Council on Human Rights, which he thinks needs to be more aggressive.
The day begins with tens of thousands of United Auto Workers Union members walking picket lines at GM plants around the country. The union walked out yesterday after Marathon talks failed to produce a new contract. Billy Collins, who works at the General Motors plant in Warren, Michigan, says both sides lose in a strike, but he says the union had no choice.
It's sad because we didn't want to walk out, you know, but you got to take a stand. Well, what's right?
Now, how will the strike affect the company? Reporter Jeff Gilbert has that part of the story from Detroit.
While GM has a lot of vehicles in inventory, some of its best-selling products, like the Buick Enclave and the new Cadillac CTS, were already in short supply. Yes, this will trim some inventories of slow-selling big SUVs and pickups, says CSM Worldwide analyst Mike Robinette. But it's not exactly the way you want to do it.
Nobody likes to take an inventory control on somebody else's terms.
Some Canadian plants are already being affected by a lack of parts. Robinette says if the strike goes on much longer, just about all of GM's Canadian and Mexican operations will be shut down, too. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The House is poised to vote on expanding a child health care program, and as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, it puts lawmakers on a collision course with the White House.
There's no question the House will pass the measure today, but it is unlikely it will be by a veto-proof margin. There is strong bipartisan support for the bill to renew and extend a program that provides health care for children of low-income families. But President Bush threatens a veto. He opposes raising the cigarette tax to pay for it, and he thinks expanding coverage from 6.5 to 10 million kids will mean fewer parents will buy private health insurance.
A regular medical checkup. It's money well spent. Or is it? We're live with CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger. Well, Sam, what's the answer?
Well, Nick, the short answer is maybe not. Many of us have been told for years we should have routine physicals, but this new study suggests they may not be worth the money. The experts crunched the numbers and found routine exams cost the American healthcare system nearly $8 billion a year, and the benefits may be negligible. Lead author Dr. Ativ Mehrotra says he's learned a lesson.
As a physician caring for patients, I want to make sure that I'm spending my time to really with doing something that's really helping patients.
About 63 million American adults visit a doctor each year for checkups, Nick.
Oh, your aching back. What do you do for relief, a pill or a needle? Correspondent Dan Revive reports from the CBS Health Watch that the ancient Chinese practice of acupuncture may do the trick.
This German study in the Archives of Internal Medicine says 27% of patients felt relief from medicine and exercise, while acupuncture did a lot better. 48% felt relief. But even so-called sham acupuncture, inserting needles at random, made 44% feel better. Is that real or psychological? The researchers don't know.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police have recovered the body of Nivia Gallegos, the 3-year-old reported missing last Friday. Her mother, Miriam, now charged as an accessory to murder after apparently telling police where the body was. The woman's friend, Rebecca Borrego, telling our partners at 9 News she is still in shock.
She loved her daughter. She treated her daughter like it was, you know, everything to her. But now that I hear this, I don't even know what to think of her anymore.
Police have also arrested Gallegos' boyfriend, Angel Montoya. Miriam Gallegos told investigators Montoya called her Friday at work and said to come home, where she found the girl not breathing. They then conspired to hide the body. A same-sex couple who refused to leave the Denver clerk and recorder's office after being denied a marriage license, now arrested for trespassing. Kate Burns and Sheila Schroeder of Englewood had said before the sit-in they did expect it to be denied. And Loveland Ski Area and the Arapahoe Basin have fired up their snowmaking guns, getting ready for the upcoming snow season. The resort traditionally races to be the first to open, usually in late October. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, you could have a bit of a struggle if you're on I-25 through Thornton and North Glen or headed out on the Boulder Turnpike. Patchy fog making for poor visibility, so give yourself extra time. Eastbound 270 filling in quickly across Commerce City, and looks like both 225 and C-470 in good shape. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and cool. Looks like it'll be a beautiful day with a high of 68. And tonight...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the J. Marvin Show. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They used to say, it's better to light one candle
and curse the darkness than to not have light at all. Now, somehow I don't think that's what it used to be, but wasn't it Bishop Fulton Sheen that used to say that? It's better to light one candle. Anyway, good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk, decreasing clouds. High today of 67. One of the reasons I said that is because now the full effect of fall is upon us. Look at it outside. It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6, and it's dark out there. Do you hate that? Do you hate it, John? No, you don't hate it, do you?
I do hate it, yes.
Yeah, we can't do anything in the dark. We couldn't even call in.
It's a little cooler when you get up and go out to your car and warm it up and drive to work.
Yeah, we couldn't even call in sick and try to go spank Whitey at 6 o'clock in the morning.
If my wife would just let me park my car in the garage, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
But it's full of crap.
Yeah, well, wait. Wait till it gets a little bit colder. Wait till it gets a little bit colder. Listen, I don't know how many of you are facing this. I don't know how many of you are involved in this. And I can only take a guess that there is a percentage of you that are involved in this. I'm not involved in it, and Mary and I are not involved in it. And one of the reasons we're not involved in it is not because we're economic geniuses, but because we have, in our entire lives of being married 27 years, have only owned two houses. One was a loft on the south side of Chicago. The other one was a house in St. Petersburg, Florida. But that's all we've had is two houses. But the foreclosure rate is going through the frickin' ceiling. And it's going to get even higher. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, our special guest in the studio is State Representative Morgan Carroll from House District 36. Been a long time since we've had her on. And she's going to talk about the alarming rates of foreclosures here in Colorado and what you as a homeowner can do about it and what state government is trying to do to help and how we got here and what's going on. And she's got some pretty frightening stories. So we're going to talk about the whole foreclosure situation. And I plan to do this for at least an hour. So if you've got any questions about foreclosure, if you have any, you want to tell stories about it, between 8 and 9 this morning is the time to call in and be on with State Representative Morgan Carroll, and we'll talk about foreclosure. And I got some foreclosure information. You can't believe the amount of foreclosures out there. Whew. And how about folks out there that are trapped in these ARMs, these ARMs? Man. So we'll get into that coming up. And then, of course, at 9 o'clock, we'll have our weekly misinformation report with Managing Director at Media Matters for America, Jameson Fosier. And we'll talk about some of the stuff going on in the media. By the way, some of the stuff going on in the media. I just have to touch on this briefly. I really got to get into this briefly. Do we have that Ahdemajad cut? Do you have the one about homosexuals? The Ahdemajad cut? We got it? Okay. You got a couple of things going on here, first of all. The story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News and also the Denver Post, an Englewood couple was arrested Monday while challenging the state ban on same-sex marriage in Denver. Sheila Schroeder, 43, and Kate Burns, 44, were led away in handcuffs by police when they refused to leave a Denver clerk and recorder's office after being refused a marriage certificate. "We're sorry for the disturbance, but we won't leave until we're provided with the same rights as everyone else," Burns told clerk and recorder Stephanie O'Malley. Denver Police Lieutenant James Henning, who is a guy I know, James Henning, Lieutenant Henning, he's a good guy too, said Burns and Schroeder would be issued a summons for trespassing and released. Voters in 2006 amended the Colorado Constitution to permit marriage only between a man and a woman. Can you believe this? And of course, I was here and voted against that. A proposal to recognize domestic partnership between same-sex couples was rejected in the same election. Okay, rejecting the partnership of same-sex couples, right? Focus on homosexuality and the whole schmear of people who get nuts about gays and lesbians. Now, listen to Ahdemajad yesterday at Columbia University. Roll this.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country.
In Iran,
In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Can you believe that? We don't have homosexuals in Iran. But why is it his position? Why is their position about anti-homosexuality? Why is it so close to a lot of people in this state? Right? And a lot of our friends to the south in Colorado Springs. You think they could sit down? You think James Dobson could sit down like with Demijad and they could have like a conversation about this and sit there and nod their heads?
Well, President Ahmadinejad, I don't really like you, but I agree with you about those gays.
I mean, do you think that's what they... How can you notice their positions are similar? What do you mean you don't have homosexuals in Iran? Come on. Well, he probably doesn't think there are any. Because they probably aren't open. Because they probably can't be open. And this is another one of these questions that I continue to ask over and over and over and over again and never get an answer. No, wrong. I do get an answer, but I can't. It's one of these things I can't wrap my brain around. And I don't see how anybody else can wrap their brain around this either. Okay, the idea that... Well, that there's something wrong with being gay and lesbian. And who went to the ballot box and voted for an amendment for the Colorado Constitution to permit marriage only between a man and a woman? Now, see, I had forgotten about this. Even though we were here during the election, I had forgotten about it. I'd put it totally out of my mind. Hadn't you? Now you read this in the Rocky Mountain News, and you feel like, oh, man, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of the state. What logical reason is there out there to deny two men or two women the right to get married? Oh, here he goes again. Here Jay goes again. Yeah, you're right. I've brought this up a lot. I bring it up a lot continuously because it's one of those things. Like, you ever sit and think about things that there are just no answers to? Like, you're not sure? Like, how about this? Where do things go? You ever think about that? Mary and I, yesterday, had some spare time, and we were watching Imitation of Life with Lana Turner, and I saw a radio in the background, and it reminded me of a radio I had as a kid, and I thought for a second, where is that radio? What happened to it? Well, it's probably sitting in a landfill somewhere in L.A., but... It's like, where does it go? Where do all those things go? What happens to them? And this whole question about gays and lesbians, same thing. Can't figure it out. Why? Now, a lot of you might be tempted to call me up and say, and that if there's anybody listening this morning at this time of the morning, but a lot of you might be tempted to call up and say to me, well, you know what it is, Jay, it's religion. But there's got to be some other component of something else going on there. And see, when I read these stories and I hear Ahmadinejad's quote, I feel like I'm the only Martian on the block. I feel like I'm just totally disconnected. I'm out here in the inky black and it's just me. Because why would you care? Why would you care? Yeah, along the same lines of why would you hate somebody who wants to come to the United States of America, and they want to come here for one reason and one reason only. They want to come here to economically better themselves. So as Ken Buck tries to make them the face of crime and Greeley. By the way, Ken, you want to explain to us about your 527 connection? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we shouldn't bring that up and save it for later. It's one of those things where you sit back and you just say, why? Why? And the answer to this whole thing about gays and lesbians and about marriage between a man and a woman and that's the way it should be and, oh, they threaten the whole institution of marriage? No. You know who threatens the institution of marriage? Heterosexual men.
Why? Because most of them don't have the willpower to stay away from some quiff when they see it. 20 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And I expect no calls on this. I'll have to babble to myself for 45 or 50 minutes, but this is one of the unsolved mysteries of the world. Why people are worried about where other people, what other people do in the private...
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new Deuce procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
622, 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Most of us in life, when we go to buy a car, we want to get a good deal. We expect to get something for nothing. I mean, we want to get the best deal we possibly can. Well, there's nobody in the world that's going to do that for you. I mean, nobody's going to just, like, give you an automobile. But there's a difference between ripping you off and treating you right. And Rocky's Autos has established that line in the sand. They really have. Because at Rocky's, they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. But here's the thing. They not only have great prices, but they've got numerous ways to finance, and they've got their matching down incentive as well. Plus, as I say time and time again about them, they're in it for the long haul. They've been around since 1982, and they intend to stay around a lot longer. How do you do that? Well, you do it by treating people right, and you do it by giving them good deals, because then they go to 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 and one of their friends, and they say, hey, look what I got, and those folks then turn around and go to Rocky's. And a lot of Rocky's customers are also repeat customers. So get out there and see Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And check them out online on the internet at rockysautos.com. Or get out there and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
There's an oil shortage in America that's threatening the very health of our country. I'm talking about fish oil. We're not giving our bodies enough of it. And meanwhile, Americans are suffering from heart conditions in record numbers. But there is something you can do to help protect yourself for free. Call right now for your free bottle of Omega Berry fish oil. 1-800-400-8813. The advanced Omega Berry formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil, so you get the maximum benefits for the health of your heart and your skin, joints, and memory. Plus, it's the only fish oil formula that also gives you the powerful energizing antioxidants from berries. Experience the miracle of fish oil for yourself. Do it for your heart, your joints, your skin, and your memory and focus. And do it for free. Try it before you buy it. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry fish oil. 1-800-400-8813. That's 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country.
In Iran,
we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Have you ever noticed how close that viewpoint is to the religious right in this country's viewpoint? Oh, we just, you know, yeah, we don't have homosexuals. We don't have that here. Yeah. Right? Oh, gay people? Yeah. We can change their sexual orientation through modification behavior. How does that work? How does that modification behavior work? Do you like get one? Do you get like a gay man and you put him in a room and start showing him pictures of Ashley Force naked? Do you think that'll do it? 26 minutes after 6, we're talking about Adil Mejjad, also the arrest, which ends the protest over same-sex marriage, the Zinglewood couple that was arrested, and the disgusting fact that in this state, voters in 2006 amended the Colorado Constitution to permit marriage only between a man and a woman. Yes. Asking me? Well, I believe in smaller government. Yeah. I believe in smaller government. Really? Do you really? Yeah. Well, how about smaller government when it comes to people's personal relationships and their sex lives? Wait a minute. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Aurora. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going, Jake?
Good.
So, this whole thing is, you know it's unconstitutional, and I know it's unconstitutional. The Republicans, a couple of years ago, were trying to change the rules because they couldn't win the game by amending the Constitution of the United States, and we haven't heard anything about that because, well, they won that election.
Well, that was one of those deals where they promised those folks on the religious right that this is what they're going to do, but they never pay off. And so the religious right keeps getting used over and over and over again. And they're,
exactly.
and they're not smart enough to wake up and see that this is what's going on. But I'd like to know who are the voters in this state in 2006 that amended the Colorado Constitution to permit marriage only between a man and a woman. Why does anybody give a damn about this?
Yeah, that disappointed me. I was sure that at least a friend of mine was going to pass, and it didn't. So.
I mean, why would you care?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody cares. I know I have. I'm a member of the United States Army, and I had friends that were in the Army and fought in Iraq and Afghanistan that are homosexuals, and I believe they deserve all the rights that everybody else gets.
Yeah, see, I would agree.
I don't understand how people like Marilyn Musgrave can stand up and say that homosexuals are second-class citizens when they've never picked up a rifle and defended their country.
Well, you know what? I think that's a really good point. And I'll tell you something else. Wouldn't you love to sit down and ask her, what business is it of you or the federal government's if two men or two women want to live together? Why is that a top priority in your life? I'd love to get an answer for that. John, you're starting to fade out. Thank you, man, and thank you for your service to the country. Yeah, I'd like to get an answer from Marilyn about that. Annie in Monument. Annie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I just wanted to say, Jay, thank you very much for bringing up issues like this. I have been gay all my life, and I have a lover of 9 years, and she was just diagnosed with MS.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And in this world, I can't even cover her.
Yeah, that's right. You can't.
So, you know, I just paid $1,700 for her first prescription. We have to sell our house because it has too many stairs. We're raising two boys together, but I have no rights.
That's so morally wrong. That's so morally wrong. It's aggravating. It's just infuriating. It's so morally wrong.
It really is. You know, I pay my taxes. I've never missed anything. You know, I vote. I do everything that I'm supposed to do, but I'm told that I don't belong.
Why? What do you think fuels this?
You know, you take the prejudice out. You know what I mean? I sat and talked to my girlfriend's mom for 5.5 hours the other night because she was worried because she's not with a man, she's not going to be taken care of. Come hell or high water, I'll die before she does. I will take care of her. with help or without help. And, you know, it's hard to convince people because you love somebody of the same sex. It's unbelievable. I'm 40 years old, and I've gone through this for 23 years of my life.
Why does anybody care who you love?
That is the question, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, do you have any answers about that? I mean, because I sure as hell cannot figure out where these folks are coming from.
I couldn't tell you. I've lived with this all my life, and, you know, I have people that are supportive and everything, and I have people that have said that they'd give anything to have the relationship that her and I have. But when it comes down to, you know, the freedom of rights, it's not there.
What's it like to be a second-class citizen in America?
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I mean, everything we have together, but we have to file our taxes separately, so we end up paying more. But a man and a woman can have a house and cars and everything together. They can file jointly and get the tax breaks that they need. We have to sit here and try to figure out what's the best way to do things.
That's insane. That's insane. How much pressure did you suffer when you were younger?
You know, when I came out, I was lucky I came out in San Diego, California. So it was a lot easier. But I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, so that would be why I left Ohio.
Was coming out a hard decision to make?
It probably would have been for most, but unfortunately, I lost my brother when he was only 9 and I was 17, and I just figured life was too short. I wasn't going to lie.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your partner. I'm sorry about the way this society looks at this. And I brought it up on the air millions of times. I'm looking for a clear-cut answer. I don't understand why people feel this way. I don't understand what fuels this unless it's just stupidity.
It is stupidity. Because I have a lot of heterosexual friends that know me and my lover, and they'd give anything to have a relationship that her and I have. You know, I've seen so many divorced and everything because they, you know, you come up with a disease like this that, you know, it's not curable. It's there for the rest of your life, and it gets too hard. We're raising two children together, and one of them's bipolar, and, you know, people look at us and say, what do you two have that keeps you two together? It's called love and respect. It has nothing to do with the sexual aspect of anything, and if the world would understand that gays, it's not all about sex. It's about the love and compassion.
No, I think it's all about sex when it comes to heterosexual men.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's what the big thing is. Annie, thank you. I appreciate the call. I appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Anybody want to react to that call? 303-713-7600. Why we're in this. See, this is one of many reasons why I can't look at myself as ever being on the right. Because I can't be affiliated with anybody who has that kind of a viewpoint, that kind of anti-gay viewpoint. How can you be anti-gay? How does that work? Why the hell do you care? Please tell me what the reasoning is here. Coming up on 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, Gina steps in with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like we're going to have a struggle this morning. We've got a crash, actually a couple of wrecks involving semis on westbound I-70 between Peoria and Quebec. So traffic is quickly slowing down through there. Southbound I-25 had a crash near 88. That's adding to your delays getting through Thornton and North Glen. And it looks like we've got one off the highway at Leedsdale and Monaco. Just keep in mind that we've had a lot of fog, especially along the Boulder Turnpike in and out of Boulder. So you want to be extra careful in those areas this morning. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a sunny and cool day with a high of 68, but right now we've got some clouds, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry today.
Home Again Pet Recovery Service.
My dog, Sam, has been missing all day, and I've searched the neighborhood, and I can't find him.
Okay, I'm sending out a lost pet alert in your area right now. We'll find him.
Home Again is the only proactive pet recovery network that sends a lost pet alert to local vets, shelters, and pet rescuers to help reunite lost pets with their families.
Hello?
It's the Home Again Pet Recovery Service. We found Sam.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again. Always looking out for your pet.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead, it's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson fight corporations, they fight insurance companies, and they do it for real people every day. This is not some schmeary, kind of like schmoozy, sugary television commercial. This is reality. This is life. They're trial lawyers, and they're proud of it, and they're progressive trial lawyers. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, they're on our side. So, if you run into trouble and you need to turn to a personal injury lawyer, then you got to talk to Mike Turner or Scott Henderson. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE. 877-592-4673.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
For a new soundtrack for a new film by somebody. I was reading it in Rolling Stone yesterday. I can't think of who it is. Sean Penn, I believe. Yeah, the movie's called Into the Wild, I think is what it's called. And it's Sean Penn, and Vedder does a lot of the music. 6:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about Demijad's absurd comments in front of the Columbia crowd yesterday about they don't have any gays in Iran. And then the equally absurd story that runs, arrest ends protest over same-sex law. An Inglewood couple was arrested Monday while challenging the state ban on same-sex marriage in Denver. It is my question that I ask at least every 3 weeks. At least every 3 weeks. And that is, why? Why does anybody care if gays and lesbians get married? Well, voters in this state cared. In 2006, they amended the Colorado Constitution to permit marriage only between a man and a woman. And a proposal to recognize domestic partnerships between same-sex couples, you remember this, was rejected.
I'll tell you what, hell is the battle of these queers, we just got to get rid of them.
Right? Just like Ahmadinejad. There are no gays in Iran.
People are gay only because they want to be.
Now, you can talk them out of being gay. You take my brother-in-law, for instance. Now, I think he was a little bit of a sissy and a nance. But by God, he found the Lord and married a good woman, and look at him now. He's got 5 kids.
Does have a lot of men's fashions magazines around the house, though. Don't know what that means.
Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, and again there, brother.
What's up, man?
Well, listen, I'll make it quick here.
Praise the Lord and pass the peas.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to tell you, I can't rationalize things anymore or try to, you know, paint any kind of understanding picture. It's ignorance and hate. These people are ignorant and hateful, prejudiced,
but why?
Racist.
Why? Where's it coming from?
Because they've been like that for generations, probably. That's all they've heard. They have tacked themselves at the hip to what it says in Leviticus and what they hear from the pulpit, as that it has to be taken literally to the letter. No way that you know, in nature we should have anything like this. And we know that in nature, you look and you see that, you know, homosexuality is sometimes the rule.
Well, according to Senator Mike Gravel, people can be trained to be homosexuals.
Oh, sure, they can be trained, yeah. Where's the boot camp that you go to for that? But I just want to say, my life was saved by a cousin of mine who was homosexual. Literally. Got me right from the edge. Took me right out of the bottom of the bottle. My wife, on her side of the family, she's got a surgeon. Actually, two doctors, a surgeon and a psychiatrist that are both gay women, and all, they're the salt of the earth. Another one who runs a woman's shelter in Oregon, who is salt of the earth. And you see these people walking, and they are giants on the earth, like I'd like to say, Jay. And I honestly think, I told Turk, when the religious wars start, I'm going to be, you know, in some bunker somewhere fighting to the death for these people. Because if we don't start to learn how to have compassion and love for everyone, and you see it coming out of the mouth of that idiot in the UN yesterday, you know why they don't have homosexuals and lesbians in Iran?
Yeah, because they're all in jail or dead.
That's right, exactly. Amen. That's all I got to say, Jay. It's a sad day, you know, here in Colorado. I hope we can de-amend the Constitution one day to let these folks know that all of us who are out here who are loving and thinking human beings, you know, appreciate everything that they've done.
I agree. Thanks, Mick.
All right, bud.
All right, brother. Talk to you. And let me tell you, one of the criticisms of Cuba and Fidel was that they were jailing and persecuting gay people. But we're not too far off the mark here, are we? Hi. Are you gay and lesbian? Are you living in Colorado? Then you're a second-class citizen. All right, let's go to Becky and Greeley. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I am just livid. I am so sick of this, you know?
Yeah, it's enough. Enough's enough. I mean, where are these people coming from? What is the deal?
I have no idea. Like, I was telling Turk, you know what? I'm married. I've got 2 kids. I could care less. I mean, half of the time, us heterosexuals aren't doing anything in the bedroom anyway. You know, I mean, and that's what they base it on. It's sex, sex, sex. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with love. It has to do with wanting to share your life with someone. This makes no sense to me, and I'm so frustrated. And I ask my gay friends, how can I help? What can I do? Because I cannot believe that in 2007, we live in a state where people cannot choose to marry and love the person that they want to because some moron is up there saying, oh, it's wrong. Well, you know what? Here's my thought on it. They quote the Bible constantly. I've been a practicing Catholic my entire life, but, you know, I read the same Bible as they do, and it seems to me that Jesus said adultery was wrong, but in the Old Testament, were people laying with their slaves to make children when their wives were infertile?
Yeah. Well, that gets that whole thing about it. There's nothing wrong with being religious. I repeat that again. There's nothing wrong with being religious, but why do these folks think it's okay to take their religious beliefs and spill them over into public policy?
And that's what bothers me the most about this. And, you know, not trying to bring a religious spin to it, but, you know, being that I am a religious person, what bothers me the most is that Jesus taught love and compassion. He was the same one that was living with the sinners and people that were outcasts of society. So who are these people that supposedly are followers to tell me or to tell my friends that what they're doing is morally wrong?
I don't know. I wish I could answer all of this. As I said in the beginning when we started this, I mean, it's one of life's big unanswered questions. You can sit there and talk to certain people till you're blue in the face, and they just don't get it. They just don't get it. And I don't understand what their motivation is. I don't understand what their motivation is to reach out and take a segment of the population, this being gays and lesbians, and act like we're living in Iran.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. And you know what? It's a situation where not only do the partners suffer, but, you know, like your previous caller had said, you know, a couple callers ago, they're raising two children together. The children are going to be the ones that suffer because, you know, you can't have custody of this child if you're not the biological parent, or you can't adopt together, you know. And I look at them, and she said she's paying $1,700 a month for prescriptions. I pray to God that they are, you know, applying for Social Security or something to help alleviate that. But it shouldn't matter who you are or who you're living with. I mean, they should be able to get Social Security from each other when one retires or when somebody dies. You know, I mean, it doesn't make a bit of sense. You shouldn't have to cover your butt every time you turn around, because if God forbid something happens, you know you're not going to have the same rights as someone else.
No, I agree 100%. Becky, thanks.
Thank you, Jay. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, I don't get it at all. Oh, and we have a quote from James Dobson about gays and lesbians. Yeah, let's play that.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
James Dobson, live from Colorado Springs. About gay people. Because that's the world that you know, that he'd like to live in, right? Where there are no gays. All right. Anybody out there think gays shouldn't get married? Gays and lesbians? 303-713-7600. Hey, I'll give you a guaranteed 90 seconds to try to bring us to your point of view. Guaranteed. Guaranteed 90 seconds. Because I'd really like to know why you would care. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Quickly getting that stop-and-go traffic along westbound I-70 extending between Peoria and Quebec. We've had a wreck involving a couple of semis and a vehicle right near Havana, so that is the area to avoid right now if you can. Southbound I-25 not looking that much better. Between 104th and 84th, we've already had a crash this morning near 88th, and it's going to be busy for you into downtown. 38th to Spear, but right now no major slowdowns in that area. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful day with sunny conditions and a cooler day at 68. Tomorrow to warm up a little bit, but right now we've got a few clouds, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You want to own your future? Then it's time you called Westwood College at 877-789-7375. And
Home Again Pet Recovery Service.
Our family's on a road trip, and we stopped, and our dog, Jake, he jumped out of the car. He's gone.
Okay, I'm sending out a lost pet alert for your location right now.
Home Again is the only proactive pet recovery network that sends a lost pet alert to local vets, shelters, and pet rescuers to help reunite lost pets with their families, no matter where they get lost.
It's the Home Again Pet Recovery Service. We found Jake.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again, always looking out for your pet.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together, we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology, such as the new DUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Have no sexual orientation at all, no political orientation, right, left, in the middle, wherever it may be. Lung cancer is the leader of cancer deaths in the United States of America. And with early detection, lung cancer can be cured. If lung cancer is detected early, the cure rate improves dramatically. And I'll tell you, CT lung screening is the only screening test that has been shown to improve cure rates for lung cancer. Doing a chest x-ray to diagnose early lung cancer does not improve survival, because by the time it's big enough to show up on the chest x-ray, it's already spread. And this is usually 90% of the time. So if you've had significant exposure to smoke or asbestos, you may be a good candidate for a screening and getting a CT lung scan. CT lung scans and the screens, it looks and is an expert at early detection of lung cancer. A CT lung screening at Front Range Preventive Imaging is under $250, and that's roughly a quarter of the cost of the same procedure performed at a hospital. So, you know something? If you fit the category, do something about it. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family and your community. 303-443-SCAN, that's 303-443-SCAN, or visit online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Have you been affected by rising energy costs? Thinking of going solar or building green? Then don't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes, Saturday, October 6th. Nearly 20 homes will be showcased, and you will be amazed how beautiful these green-built homes are. To register or for more information about the 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes, call CRES at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317. Or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Baby, when I think about you
and your sister, together I think about love. Okay, I just wondered about that. I mean, I wonder how many of these guys, like, who rant and rave at church and out in public and every place else about gays and lesbians, but then, man, they love these movies with lesbian scenes. 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about Nadeem Ajad's ignorance and also the state of Colorado's ignorance. Voters in 2006 amended the Colorado Constitution to permit marriage only between a man and a woman, and a couple got arrested yesterday in Denver trying to apply for to protest not being able to get a marriage license. How stupid is this whole thing? I mean, it really is. Let's go to Lainey in Greeley. Lainey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, your point about men liking lesbian sex is, I think, a little off. I don't think they like it if it's lesbian sex. They only like it if it's because those women are doing it for them. But that's not my point.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They like it. They crave it. They dig it, but they'll never talk about it publicly and never say that they do.
That's right, but they like it if it's being done for their benefit.
You know, I want to jail people who do that. As long as I can jail them, like in my house.
Yeah, but you know, I had a friend who came out 20 years ago when we were all in college, and I have to offer a ray of hope. He had a really hard time back then, and I'm on a college campus every day. I'm going to school and teaching at UNC, and the younger people nowadays are so much more accepting of each other, both in gay and lesbian issues and in race. It just seems to be falling apart of its own weight. And why the older set, and I'm not saying that's across the board, but why the older set has such a problem with this, I guess I can't answer that question. I know people on the right who like to come up with reasons why this shouldn't happen, and they don't dare say it's because they're against it. They say, well, taxes, you know,
In all the reasons that they come up with, I never hear any that make any sense.
No, I don't either. And they, you know, they talk about taxes and things like that, but all I can come up with is that it's an uneasiness. It's a discomfort with someone who would be, oh my gosh, that guy is glancing in my direction, and it might be that he finds me interesting. Is that some kind of deep-seated homophobia based on having a tint of those feelings themselves? I don't know. But
I wonder how many guys would admit.
Yeah.
Probably not many, but I wonder how many we could ever get to call in and admit the fact that if a gay guy hit on them, it would bug the you know what out of them, or would they be able to politely say, hey man, look, I love you, I dig you, but I just don't dig you in that way.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I'm seeing younger people just accepting each other for their interests, for commonalities, not for that kind of homogeneous sort of everybody has to be the same as me type thing that you saw 20 years ago when my friend came out.
I think you're right about that. And somebody was making that same comment to me over the weekend, that the younger kid, that this whole thing is eventually going to cave in because the young people will make it cave.
Yep. And so the same thing is happening with racism. When you see kids on campus, they're walking around with, you know, black kids walking with white kids, walking with Latino kids, and it's the fact that they're both carrying skateboards that makes them interested in each other, not the fact that they are both white or both black.
Well, I hope you're right. Lainey, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right, I pray that she is absolutely, absolutely correct. All right, yesterday, in the first hour of the show, I picked on bicyclists. I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I also want to talk about people who drive cars. We'll do that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most Rest Aid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of Rest Aid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller, live in New York, where President Bush is making his annual visit to the United Nations.
Hey,
General, how you doing?
Mr. Bush paid a courtesy call on UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and in about 45 minutes, the president will take the lectern in the cavernous General Assembly chamber. He'll use his address to challenge the world body to do more to assist people subjected to tyranny, violence, hunger, and disease. He'll mention Iran in passing, but he'll single out the repressive military regime in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Mr. Bush will announce new U.S. sanctions against members of the junta and those who support them. Live in New York, I'm Mark Knoller. With more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
Negotiators for General Motors and the UAW will be back at the bargaining table sometime today. Striking GM workers are back on the picket line.
UAW! UAW!
Outside a plant in Flint, Michigan, striking worker Stanley Griffith says GM is asking for too much.
We done gave and gave and gave and gave. How much more can we get?
Industry analysts say a long strike could cost GM billions of dollars, and the ripple effect would hurt suppliers and the economy as a whole. 44 million Americans do it every year, get a routine checkup. In some cases, doctors find something that needs immediate attention, and that can be a lifesaver. But researchers led by Dr. Ativa Mirota call the annual physical a waste of money.
A number of these visits contain unnecessary testing, like complete blood counts, urine tests, EKGs, that weren't necessary because the patient didn't have any complaints.
A nationwide survey finds that 3 out of 4 mothers of young children don't get flu shots for the whole family. Joe Lastinger with Families Fighting Flu says that can be a deadly mistake. He speaks from experience. The flu killed his daughter.
I never thought that the flu could take my Emily. And it did.
Homeowners could get hot under the collar when they see this winter's heating bill. Live to CBS's Sam Litzinger. It's the damage, Sam.
Frank, let's get the numbers from Mark Wolf with the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
On average, we expect prices go up by about 10% this year, about $94 for the average consumer.
And that would be record high territory, and the long-term forecast isn't encouraging either.
The era of cheap energy is over. And it's starting to hit really hard.
The average American household will pay nearly $1,000 in heating costs this winter, Frank.
A Texas company is filing the first application to build a new nuclear reactor in nearly 30 years. Not since the 1979 accident at Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear plant. A Virginia grand jury is scheduled to meet at this hour to consider a new dogfighting indictment against Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick. A Utah jury has told the judge it's close to a verdict in the rape case against polygamist Warren Jeffs. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are pointing lower. They're down 9 points. This is CBS News.
Where's my tricycle?
Let's get your helmet on first, big guy.
Aw, Dad, come on.
I'm taking my bike over to Ryan's.
Hey, where's your helmet?
Dad.
What they hear is you telling them to wear a helmet. What you're really saying is, I love you. Introducing the car inspired by that love. The all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America.
Hey, hey, and no helmet, no video game.
Dad!
Taurus comes with 6 airbags, standard, and with optional electronic stability control. Taurus is an IIHS top safety pick and has received NHTSA's 5-star crash test safety rating for front and side impacts.
I'm going to Amy's.
Aren't you forgetting?
Dad, what's this?
Keys to the Taurus.
Really?
Thought you might want to borrow it.
Dad!
The all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on both NHTSA 5-star crash test ratings and with optional ESC, IIHS top safety pick. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation SaferCar.gov program. www.safercar.gov.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police say they have found the body of that 3-year-old girl reported missing last Friday. The body of little Nivia Gallegos was found in a ravine yesterday. A family friend is in shock.
She was a happy little girl. She was always running around with a smile, big smile on her face.
The girl's mother, Miriam, initially told police the girl may have been kidnapped, but police later arrested the woman's boyfriend, 22-year-old Angel Montoya, on suspicion of first-degree murder. They arrested the mother on suspicion of false reporting, fatal child abuse, and being an accessory to a crime. The mother telling investigators Montoya called her at work, said to come home where she found the girl not breathing. That's when the couple decided to hide the body. A hearing is set for tomorrow night on that controversial editorial in the student newspaper at Colorado State University that has some GOPers calling for the editor to be fired. David McTwain says he's not going to quit because of that editorial in the Rocky Mountain Collegian saying, taser this, F. Bush. editor says the staff supported the editorial. It would be an insult to them if he stepped down. And scientists are offering an explanation for the growing number of deformed frogs seen in recent years. University of Colorado researchers say the deformities are caused in part by runoff from farming and ranching. Nitrogen and phosphorus in the runoff fuel a cycle resulting in a parasitic infection of tadpoles, resulting in loss of legs, extra legs, and other deformities. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Couple of major stretches to avoid if you can. Westbound I-70. Those stop-and-go conditions continue between Peoria and Quebec. That was due to a crash involving a couple of big rigs right near 270. Southbound 225, that merge from I-70, not looking great. It's bogged down all the way down to Iliff. That's due to a wreck between Mississippi and Iliff. Again, that's on the southbound side of 225. And we've got a new wreck on northbound lanes of I-25 approaching Santa Fe. That's really creating a major drag for you if you're headed through the bridges. Weather outlook today, it'll be sunny and cool with a high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to win great prizes? Make the Ride Smart Thursdays pledge to commute differently one day a week by carpool, vanpool, bus, or light rail, biking, walking, or telework. You could win a trip to Mexico or a Vespa LX50 scooter. For details, go to RideSmartThursdays.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, forget it. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Decreasing clouds, high today 67, although it's cloudy out there right now. A lot of people have trouble this time of the year, too. I know I do. Do you have trouble this time of the year? Do you have seasonal affected disorder? I guess that's what they call it, where you just don't get enough sunlight on your pituitary gland or something. I don't know what this is. But anyway, I've got it. And I always go into the dumps, man, when fall comes. So in the last couple of weeks, whatever, have I been crabby? I'm sorry. Because that's probably what's causing it. I have been in a deep, deep depression for 2 freaking weeks and cannot get out of it. No matter how hard I try, I can't get out of it. Anyway, listen, I got to apologize for something else. Yesterday I was making comments about bicyclists yesterday, and yesterday I went bicycling for the first time in 35 years. I have a trainer, Keith Bailey's his name. Good guy. Well, he can be a little over the top sometimes, but he's a good guy. And so he insisted we go bicycling yesterday. Okay, fine, I decided to do it. We ended up bicycling for an hour. And you know, by and large, people in automobiles were way cool. They were way cool. And I made all these comments about, oh, bicyclers, you know, you get out of the way. I can't make a right on a red light because you're in the way and blah, blah, blah. And you know what that is? That's just, you know what? That was stupid on my part. It was really dumb. Because it's kind of a delicate ballet, I think, at times, to have bicycles and cars in the same area, even though, like in the city of Denver, they have designated bicycle paths and bicycle streets. Bike-friendly streets, bike routes, which is another part of Denver that, you know, I wouldn't appreciate normally. And a lot of people, if you don't ride a bike, maybe you don't appreciate that and that they do have it, and maybe they have it in the community near you. What about that? Do they have it in Highlands Ranch there, John? Streets where, you know, bicyclists can go?
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I say. Here's my living is learning. So here's my advice. If you're in a four-wheel vehicle, if you're in a car, give bicyclists a break. If you're on a bike, be careful. But there's nothing wrong with bicycling. And I had a good time doing it. And I can't wait to do it again. So I want to apologize for yesterday. Okay, is my apology accepted? Well, even if it isn't, too bad. 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I can't leave this topic alone. I can't get away from this. I can't stop talking about it. Because this is the second incident in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know. Maybe you do get my point on this. Maybe people do get my point, but maybe I feel like nobody gets my point. Now, top of the hour news here. When we got into the local news, John M. had a story. And I wish he were around. I wish we could get him on here. But he had a story about GOPers calling for David McSwain to either be fired or to step down as the editor-in-chief of the newspaper. The Rocky Mountain Collegian. And lo and behold, we've got college Republicans at Colorado State University collecting more than 300 signatures calling on CSU's Board of Student Communications to fire Editor-in-Chief David McSwain. Oh, college Republicans, gee. Okay, now, you know what? Listen, male or female, you have time to gather signatures, but wait a minute. What about the war on terror? How come you're going to college? Why haven't you enlisted? Why aren't you in the volunteer army? Because I would assume, and I could be wrong, but I would assume that the majority of you, if polled, would probably say that you support George W. Bush and you support the surge and you support everything that's going on in Iraq, right? But you have time to go around and get 300 signatures? Interesting. Okay. But the point that I feel like nobody gets, and I feel like that we ought to force a debate on this, and that this debate ought to come from both sides of the political spectrum and people in the middle and everywhere else, is the whole idea that here's the second time in a row that we've had people on the right pointing fingers at people on the left. The first time is the MoveOn.org ad, and now this, with the headline, Taser This, F. Bush. But these folks, spokespeople on the right, these water carriers on the right, they do this kind of stuff all the time. I mean, they're engaged in over-the-top rhetoric about people that they disagree with every single day. And they say nasty things. And nobody ever holds them accountable. Nobody ever says, well, wait a minute, is this right? Now, I don't think we have this clip, but I heard it earlier this morning. It was, what's his name, from MSNBC? I can't think of his name. No, not Tucker Carlson, the reporter. He was quizzing the congresswoman, and she didn't want to answer the question. Do you remember that cut? You didn't keep it? You don't know where it is? Okay, hang on a second. We're going to try to find this. Because this, and this is my fault, not John's, because I didn't say anything to him about holding on to this. But this is an example of exactly what I'm talking about, where David Schuster of MSNBC asks this congresswoman about the conduct of her own colleagues and about the conduct of folks on the right and their mudslinging and craziness, and she won't address it. I mean, we don't have to hear the whole clip. We just got to hear his part of it. Now, all right, listen to this. Let's see if we can play it.
The Republican outcry is beginning to die down over that MoveOn ad, the one running in the New York Times that posed the question, General Petraeus or General Betrayus? But there's a bigger question left unanswered, a question of hypocrisy when it comes to political attacks. Where was the outrage when Rush Limbaugh said this about Republican Senator Chuck Hagel over one of the senator's stances on Iraq? Limbaugh said, by the way, we had a caller call, couldn't stay on the air, got a new name for Senator Hagel, Nebraska. We got General Petraeus and we got Senator Betraeus, new name for Senator Hagel. Here to discuss all of this is Marsha Blackburn, a Republican congresswoman from Tennessee. And Congresswoman, thanks for coming in.
Good to be with you.
Do you want to take this opportunity to condemn what Rush Limbaugh said about Chuck Hagel?
You know, what I want to do is talk about the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
And probably Rush Limbaugh could have gotten by without saying that, but he was referencing what a caller
all
said.
Right. No, see, he was referencing a caller, okay? Here's a Republican congresswoman who doesn't have the guts to say, yeah, what he said about an American war hero, about a guy who had been to Vietnam, unlike Mr. Limbaugh, who had a cyst on his extra mouth, that was totally and completely wrong. That was totally and completely wrong. No, you get nothing of the kind out of her. So, my premise at 7:16, 60 minutes after 7 here, is that these folks, that these critics of Editor-in-Chief David McSwain, that they don't have any room of any kind, including these misguided college Republican kiddies, have no room of any kind to say anything about anybody because their right-wing water-carrying buddies in the media do this stuff every single day. I mean, if given the chance, John and I could sit here for 4 hours and we could run comments back to back to back to back to back to back about all the stuff these folks say on a daily basis. And you know, to me, this really isn't a right or left issue. I mean, that's how it's going to get cast, and it's going to get cast as the right against the left against the right. I don't see it as being that. I see it as being an issue of hypocrisy. That, look, bottom line level is, we all, at one time or another, call names. All of us do it. I know I certainly have done it. You heard me do it. Is it the most articulate and the best way to go? No, absolutely not. But still, for people to puff up like blowfish and start howling for McSwain's job when they have a record of inconsistency because they don't do it when people who agree with them act in the same manner, then there's something wrong there. It was very unprofessional, College Republican Chairwoman Chelsea Pinher said at a tent her group had set up next to the Laurier Student Center. The nation is looking at us as a bunch of uneducated children. It reflects horribly on CSU. Really? First of all, how come you're not enlisted to go to Iraq? That's number one. And then number two, it's very unprofessional. Oh, I see. So if the newspaper had had the headline, F Hillary, F Obama, Would you have said the same thing? Well, of course, the natural answer would be yes, but would you have raised your voice? I don't think you would have. And I know at least one talk show here put a young college Republican on as an answer to David McSwain, and I don't know, but I'll bet you nobody asks him that. Ask him the question. One, why aren't you in Iraq? And also, two, well, what about the craziness that goes on all the time all over talk radio? You know what? It's so nuts that it's almost the point, at least for me, that it's extremely boring. I'm just tired of it. You know, it's a terrible kettle of fish. When you not only do not want to hear what Ahmadinejad has to say, and you don't want to hear what George W. Bush has to say, because you know damn well you could get along in life without hearing what they have to say, because it's the same worn, tired crap over and over again. And it's the same thing, too, with these other radio stations. You know, I try to listen to them, but it's the same over-the-top craziness every single day. Now, I know I'll get a call from somebody or I'll get an email from somebody, and they'll say to me, well, wait a minute, we heard Randy Rhodes and we heard Tom Hartman. Yeah, but those are grains of sand compared to the flood that's going on from you folks. And I'm not saying that what they say, that I agree with all of it. And I'm not saying that it bothers me. And it doesn't bother me what the Rocky Mountain Collegian did on Friday. All right, is that all tangled logic, or does it make any sense? In other words, to bottom line this out, I don't understand why we don't have a larger debate about the fact that there's just gross hypocrisy going on here. And, like, we're supposed to sit down and we're, like, supposed to stand for this like a bunch of mind-numb sheep? No. Are there any college Republicans out there? You can call me up at 303-713-7600. Any Republicans at all? Any? You want to call me at 303-713-7600? You want to explain to me the amount of absolute sewer slime that comes out of most of your chief spokespeople? I'd be willing to talk about it. Matter of fact, I could sit here until 8 o'clock, and I'll just play music or something and wait for a Republican call at 303-713-7600. And then you can tell me, and you can explain the comments about how all Arabs are murderers, all Muslims are murderers, all Muslims are nasty and terrible people. You can explain the comments about that are made about Barack Obama. You can explain the comments that are made about Hillary Clinton, about, well, virtually anybody who disagrees with anything, and the nastiness that goes on that you guys have celebrated like drunken cannibals with a 500-pound man. I mean,
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. But with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies.
Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Diamondbacks.
And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
Buy 3 tires at Pep Boys and the 4th one's free. Any brand, any size, for any vehicle. That's right. When you buy 3 tires at Pep Boys, the 4th one is free. After mail-in rebate, must include tire installation package. See store for details. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, morning 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Republican, but I don't want to be in Iraq. I just want others to go. So I have time to run around a campus and collect 300 signatures.
Lines form on my face.
Yeah,
hands.
That's right.
Lines form from the ups and downs.
727, 27 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Decreasing clouds, high today 67. We're talking about the whole Rocky Mountain Collegian affair, which broke out on Friday when they ran a headline, Taser This, F. Bush, and now we've got these young college Republicans, and we've got people in the GOP, oh, and they're offended. And David, Editor-in-Chief David McSwain should be fired. But what I can't seem to get, and this follows right along after the MoveOn.org ad, but what I can't seem to get anybody to pay attention to here is that these Republicans do it all the time. And I don't even see it as being an issue of Republican versus Democrat or right versus left versus right. I see it as an issue of right versus wrong. Do we have that thing? Yeah, check this out. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I believe this is on his radio show. Am I right about this? Yeah. Listen to Bill O'Reilly talking about African Americans on his radio show. Check this out.
Now, how do we get to this point? Black people in this country understand that they've had a very, very tough go of it. And some of them can get past that, and some of them cannot. I don't think there's a black American who hasn't had a personal insult that they've had to deal with because of the color of their skin. I don't think there's one in the country. So you got to accept that as being the truth. People deal with that stuff in a variety of ways. Some get bitter. Some say, hey, you can do that. You call me that. I'm going to be more successful. Okay? Depends on a personality. So it's there. It's there. And I think it's getting better. I think black Americans are starting to think more and more for themselves. And they're getting away from the Sharptons and the Jacksons and the people trying to lead them into a race-based culture. They're trying to figure it out. Look, I can make it. If I work hard, get educated, I can make it. You know, I was up in Harlem a few weeks ago, and I actually had dinner with Al Sharpton, who
is a very, very interesting guy. And he comes on A Factor a lot, and then I treated him to dinner because he's made himself available to us, and I felt that I wanted to take him up there, and we went to Sylvia's, a very famous restaurant in Harlem. I had a great time, and all people up there tremendously respectful. They all watched The Factor. You know, when Sharpton and I walked in, it was like big commotion and everything, but everybody was very nice. And I couldn't get over the fact that there was no difference between Sylvia's restaurant and any other restaurant in New York City. I mean, it was exactly the same. Even though it's run by blacks, primarily black patronship, it was the same. And that's really what the society is all about now here in the USA. There's no difference. There's no difference. There may be a cultural entertainment.
This?
People may gravitate toward different cultural entertainment. But you get out of Little Italy and you're going to have that. And nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin. No. I mean, I like that soul food. I had the meatloaf special. I had coconut shrimp. I had the iced tea. It was great.
Well, let me just tell you, the one thing I would say is this. We're talking about the kids who still like this gangster rap, this vile poison that I think is absolutely, literally a corruption of culture. I think that...
All right. But that's not... Never mind the caller, but, like, wait a minute. Like, things are supposed to be different. In Bill O'Reilly's mind, things are different in a black restaurant? And things are different in a white restaurant? That's not advancing a racial stereotype? Come on! Okay? I mean, there's just an example right there. All right, let's go to Kim in Loveland. Kim, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to remind our young Republicans over there on the CSU campus that our illustrious vice president used that term, I believe, on the floor of the House?
No, on the floor. In the Senate, in a remark to Senator Patrick Leahy.
Well, what, you know? What's the difference there?
I mean, I'd like to ask people. I mean, who engages in the most uncivil dialogue? People on the left or people on the right?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I guess they're not outraged by what happened to this student who was tasered. They think that, what, because they're Republicans, they're immune to that?
Well, I don't know if the taser thing... The thing for me is, which I can't... Maybe people get it and I just don't get it, and maybe I can't see it. But the glaring hypocrisy of people in any way, shape, or form associated with the GOP who are after this guy McSwain's head, when look how they are every single time.
Yeah.
I mean, their major media figures are the most uncivil people on the face of this planet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hypocrisy there. Isn't anybody willing to stand up and go, look, this is BS?
Mm-hmm.
I guess not.
I guess not either, but that is just my point, was if Cheney can use it, what?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kim.
That's a good one. Thanks.
All right. Bye. 303-713-7600. I mean, I'll give the number out. You want to talk about this? 303-713-7600. Or I can sit here and wait all day for a Republican call, which I'll never get. Not that we don't have any Republican listeners, because I'm sure we do. But the reason I won't get any is because, you know what, none of you guys on the right, none of you guys who are Republicans, and I hate to be real partisan about this, but none of you want to face this. You don't want to face this whole thing here, this whole glaring hypocrisy. I'll tell you something, I don't like it when people on the left do it. But if this is the way we're going to have political discourse in this country, then okay, fine, let's have it. And I get gripped by that too, that whole thing of like, let's move the conversation to a higher level. And then there's a lot of times that I was saying it the other day on the air here. There's a lot of times when I just think to myself, okay, you know what? Listen, you want to slug it out, then let's slug it out. Let's get it on. But don't sit there and lecture me and lecture this guy, David McSwain, about what he did or didn't do
when you guys are doing it every single frickin' day of the week. And you are. And so I got, like, all these blank phone lines. Because nobody wants to stand up for McSwain. And not only that, but I can't find a Republican within a mile who wants to come near this. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. Because this is the same thing as being lectured about family values, and then you turn out to be David Vitter or a Larry Craig. Oops. Oops. Me think me smells hypocrisy. 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with these two crash areas, southbound 225 between Mississippi and Iliff. We have those stop-and-go conditions that have extended back to your I-70 merge, so just be prepared for those delays. Northbound I-25 struggling between Washington Street and Alameda. That was due to a two-vehicle crash. They're still trying to get out of the way approaching Santa Fe. And we also have a wreck off the highway at Leedsdale and Monaco. Looks like it's going to be multiple vehicles. Weather outlook today. Expect a sunny and cool day with a high of 68 right now under mostly cloudy skies. It's 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Planning your next journey into the brave new world of business? With an innovative curriculum they call the Daniels Compass, Daniels College.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
People like the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, I talk about them all the time, and Spanky Herrera, and Colby Harris, and Izzy, Isabel, Ziggy, and Julie, and Adolph, and Juan, and Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Johnny Mays, all great folks working there. Over 100 people working there, dedicated to help you out. So, you want to go shopping for a car, you want to get a good deal, and you want to deal with people who you can respect, because they're going to respect you, then you want Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, as they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you been affected by rising energy costs? Thinking of going solar or building green? Then don't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes, Saturday, October 6th. Nearly 20 homes will be showcased, and you will be amazed how beautiful these green-built homes are. To register or for more information about the 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes, call CRES at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317. Or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Have you thought about dumbwaiters lately? Not that guy that irritated you at your favorite bistro last weekend. Those little boxes that haul things between floors? Dumbwaiters. They've been part of homes and businesses for centuries. Dumbwaiters are convenient, affordable, and have been updated for today's homes. Go to dumbwaiterdirect.com now to find out how easy and affordable it is to have a dumbwaiter in your home. Get $150 off a 75RB kit at dumbwaiterdirect.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got,
you
got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, friend of John, or of, never mind.
Might be the first time he's heard it, but it's not the first time he's used it. 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, decreasing clouds, high today 67. Coming up at 8 o'clock, State Representative Morgan Carroll will be here. We'll be talking about foreclosures and the skyrocketing rate of foreclosures, not only in her district, but also all over Colorado. Right now we're talking about the whole David McSwain controversy. And I'm just focusing in on the idea that who are Republicans to demand this guy get fired when their folks constantly make over-the-top statements and constantly say things that 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I would have been fired for saying. Here's Justin in Aurora. Justin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm good.
Good. Hey, the first thing that struck me as you started talking about this was that you didn't offer any concrete examples of Republicans going off. If they're making these statements every day, give us an example, names, dates, give us one
okay.
Yesterday,
be happy. Yeah.
The day before.
Be happy to.
From the day before that.
Yeah, be happy to. Be happy to.
Okay.
You should go to MediaMatters.org, which keeps a constant watch on this, and also Colorado Media Matters. And in both of those websites, you will find not only printed documents, transcripts of statements that have been made, but you'll also find audio and sometimes video of statements that will be made. And I'll give you some concrete examples. First of all, Rush Limbaugh talking about playing Obama the Magic Negro, making comments.
That was a statement that was made by I think Rush has the I've heard him explain it a couple of times. I think he's got the details behind that on his website.
Yeah, he does. He took it from he took it from a column. But you know something? Because he took it from some other place doesn't justify it and doesn't make it right. How about some of the comments that Michael Savage has made? Do you deny the fact that Michael Savage engages in regular gay and lesbian bashing? Or are you going to deny that?
Michael Savage is one I just won't listen to.
All right. How about Sean Hannity, who claims that the case against Hillary Clinton in the Vince Foster murder is not closed and has insinuated several times that Hillary Clinton was responsible for Vince Foster's murder? Now, if I said that about somebody who was Republican, I'd be in a deep tub of trouble.
Well, no, that's not true. Number one, that's a difference of opinion, and number two,
no, it's not. No, excuse me, that's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, excuse me, sir. You know something? You're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts. Was anybody found guilty or charged in the death of Vince Foster? Yes or no?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, then hey, if nobody has, how do you insinuate that somebody was responsible?
Well, just because...
That's a smear.
Let's back up for a second. Where are Nicole Brown Simpson's killers? I mean, they're still out there. We don't have anybody in jail for it. But
no.
That doesn't mean that somebody didn't do it.
Excuse me. Difference there, and the difference there is that there was a civil trial and O.J. Simpson lost. Do you deny that?
No, of course that's right.
Okay, well, the fact is that a smear. And I would say to you that, all right, here's one. How about John Gibson? Do you think John Gibson is a right-wing commentator?
Gibson, no. Far from.
Oh, on Fox?
I'm sorry. I was thinking of John, the Comedy Central guy. I don't know John Gibson. Sorry.
All right, John Gibson's on Fox, and he's conservative. Gibson on Jenna demonstrators. Black devils stalking the streets, but they want to fight the white devil. You think that's
where did that phrase come from?
I don't care where it came from. I don't care where it came from. It aired December the 21st, a nationally syndicated Fox News radio show of John Gibson. Now, do you think that's proper?
Well, I don't know. It may.
How about Rush Limbaugh? How about Rush Limbaugh? Hold on a second. How about Rush Limbaugh calling Barack Obama Osama bin Laden?
What if he's quoting Al Sharpton?
He's not quoting Al Sharpton.
How do you know that?
Because I have the transcripts in front of me, and I'll tell you where they came from. They came from MediaMatters.org.
Yeah, but that's...
I have the transcripts. Do you want me to read them to you?
Read the whole thing in context.
During the December 21st... I'm going to read it to you. You know what? Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear the transcript or do you not want to hear the transcript?
Sure.
Do you want to deny reality or do you want to hear reality?
Let's stay on one thing until we can
I am staying on one thing. And I told you where it came from, and I'm going to read you the transcript.
And I've gone to there.
All right. Listen very carefully to me, my friend. Listen very carefully to me. This comes from WBAL-TV. This comes from WBAL-TV. Here are the transcripts. You ready? Who owns WBAL-TV, by the way?
I have no idea.
Well, it's the Hearst Corporation. Would you call them left-wing?
Why does that matter?
Because they're not a left-wing source. That's why.
Okay. Maybe they got a left-wing reporter.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
This is the transcript of exactly what Gibson said.
Guy?
Gibson. But I've been trying to point out the last couple of days that the people that have been loaded on buses that go to Jenna to protest the racial injustice there, you know, and be told that slavery still exists and that segregation still exists across the country, that they are being told there are schools where principals allow white students to segregate themselves from black and won't let black students sit under their tree. They tell them that. I bet they can't find one other example of it, but they're being loaded onto buses from cities where black people are being killed every day at an astonishing rate by black people, and no one's saying a word. Then he shows a video clip, okay? He shows a video clip, and then Gibson comes back, and Gibson says, let me go down to the bottom here so I can give you what he says. Okay, here it is. So then Gibson says, this is what they're worried about, is a mirage of 1950s-style American segregation, racism from the South. They want to fight the white devil. I know you know they want to. You can't go fight the black devil. Black devils are stalking their streets every night, gunning their own people down, and they can't go fight that. First of all, the statistics he gives there are inaccurate. Second of all, what is he saying here? Is he saying that black people walking around in black neighborhoods are black devils and that black people want to fight white people? That's ridiculous. That's over the top and ridiculous. Now, are you prepared to defend that?
Calling white people devils, too.
No, he's not.
He just used the word. You just read it to me. You just lied.
No, I didn't lie. He is not. Look, you know what? Either you're going to accept it or you're not. But what he's saying there is he's calling people in African American communities, black people who want to fight the black devils who want to fight the white devil. He's not saying white people are devils. If you can't decipher the difference between the two of them, then you must have the brain power of a half of a grapefruit.
You're inferring things. How do you?
I'm not inferring anything. It's right there in black and white. It's right there in black and white.
Sure. And
read it. Go read it. Have you read it?
We'll read it tonight. No,
pull your head out of your rear and read it. Now, let me give you another one.
Come on now.
Let me give you another one.
Well, hang on.
You know something? Hang on a second. I want to respond to that. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of guys like you and other people like you who call this show. And here it comes. And when you get attacked, you go like, oh, come on now, stop it. But yet you guys do it on a regular basis. So let me give you another one. This is another one. Here's Limbaugh.
Okay.
Calling Barack Obama Osama bin Laden. Do you think that's right?
Teddy Kennedy made the same mistake. At one point, he slipped.
No.
Made the same mistake.
No. Ripaw is, you know what? You know what? You know what? Get off. Goodbye. Take a walk, you stupid jerk. Take a frickin' walk because you don't want to live in reality because you know exactly what the difference is between a mistake and outright saying something, and you guys pull the same stunt every frickin' time. Oh, my God! Oh, you're picking on me! Oh, listen to what he's saying! There you go again! Yet you guys churn this stuff out like buttermilk. You guys are on it. And it's all over Media Matters. It's all over Media Matters. What, you want more? You want more examples? But see, you wouldn't stick around for it. We know exactly what Rush Limbaugh was trying to do. Trying to connect Barack Obama to Bin Laden. We know what the inference there was. Jeez. See, here's the difference, my friend John. A lot of progressives, a lot of liberals. A lot of independents, and I consider myself to be an independent thinker. A lot of us would lay down for your shtick. A lot of us would lay down for you allowing to twist things around. A lot of us would buy into that thing about, oh, you're right, I shouldn't attack you. And you guys do it on a regular basis. Well, you know what, buddy? You got somebody here who's not going to put up with it. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm going to ride you like a broken-down horse, pal. Okay? I'm going to ride you like a broken-down horse. I'm going to make you my man. You hear what I'm saying? Because I'm sick and tired of your BS. 751, traffic, Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Looking a little bit better on westbound I-70 where we had those two semis involved in a crash, but I would expect the slowing between Peoria and Quebec. Of course, northbound I-25 bogged down through the bridges. If you're approaching Santa Fe, two-vehicle crash there. And southbound 225 struggling from I-70 down to Iliff. Again, that is due to a wreck. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a nice day. Sunny, cool, and 68. Looks like clear and cool tonight with a low of 41, and tomorrow should be a little warmer. Right now, mostly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels. AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Sleep fast. Most rest aid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of rest aid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Oh, let me give that guy one more, too, before we move on here. Pal, if you're still listening. Before the move-on's General Petraeus, Rush Limbaugh called Chuck Hagel Senator Petraeus. Do you think that's right? Well, Rush sat on his assist. Large half moons. Chuck Hagel went to Vietnam. Let me talk about Icon LASIK Center. I've told you for a while that Icon LASIK has the most advanced custom LASIK technology available. Their laser vision correction team has the most experience in Denver with the best technology and affordable pricing. And Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete with safe and affordable LASIK procedures. Icon is the only Denver LASIK clinic that has completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. Icon provides the newest technology like interlaced bladeless LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye. So why not call to learn more about your options? Financing is available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. So if you've been thinking how much better your life would be with LASIK, now's the time to call to find out. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon LASIK online. And it's real simple. Just go to icondenver.com.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across three lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane?
I can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Barack Obama has picked up another endorsement. African-American actress Halle Berry. As a African-American, I'm honored to have Ms. Berry's support, as well as the support of other African-Americans. Obama, he didn't say it, but anyway, there are those out there.
Greetings. Back. Greetings. Greetings, OxyContin fools. Okay, how about that one, pal? 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I got one more for you, too, before we run out of time. How about this one? How about Glenn Beck on his radio show reading an ad for a refinery that turns Mexicans into fuel? Do you think that one's good? What if that guy, what was his name, Jeff? Or whatever his name was in Aurora? You want to call back Jeff and explain all this to us? Or is this just stuff that I'm making up? Am I just making this up? How about Ann Coulter? How about all of Ann Coulter's statements, Jeff? You want to own? You want to own those or disavow them? About blowing up the New York Times building? Yeah.
What's wrong, Jeffy? Did Jay catch you?
Just couldn't handle it? See? You think you're going to call NPR, right? I'm not NPR. I'm as rough as sandpaper. 7:58. Foreclosures. You stuck in this? State Representative Morgan Carroll comes up next. We'll talk about it. This is a growing problem in Colorado. But, of course, the GOP would rather get a college newspaper editor fired than doing anything about this problem.
Jay Marvin on 8.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite and I went to DINOVITE.com.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s. A lot of the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
100-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now. 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Bush on the world stage.
Hey. General, how you doing?
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the president about an hour ago. His speech to the UN General Assembly
after
has just begun.
Of murder and fear. The declaration is not being upheld. When millions of children starve to death...
I'm Mark Fuller in New York. The president's challenging the UN to do more to liberate those peoples of the world subjected to tyrannical governments and suffering from violence, poverty, and disease. And some of the 192 member nations of the world body are getting a public scolding. Mr. Bush is mentioning Iran, but is announcing new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, also known as Burma, where even a Nobel Peace Prize winner is under house arrest.
General Motors and the UAW will get together again sometime today. In the meantime, 73,000 auto workers are walking picket lines from coast to coast. Warren, Michigan auto worker Billy Collins doesn't like pounding the pavement, but doesn't see any choice.
It's sad. We didn't want to walk out, you know, but you got to take a stand for what's right.
It's report card time for America's school children. CBS's John Hutchie tells us how they measure up.
Fourth and eighth graders scored higher in math and reading skills this year compared to past years. Scores in math are going up faster than in reading. Shelley Balton, a fourth grade teacher in Passaic, New Jersey, isn't surprised scores are up.
Everybody's been teaching to the test, so that the main focus of our teaching curriculum basically is test-oriented.
Another result in this year's tests show scores of white and minority students are both increasing, but the gap between them is not narrowing. John Hartsey, CBS News, Washington.
A Texas company is filing the country's first application to build a new nuclear reactor since the accident at Three Mile Island in 1979. Nuclear power expert Leonard Spector says that's long overdue.
It breaks the ice. It shows that there is commercial interest in this technology, and that there are going to be opportunities ahead for this company, probably, and others to build additional plants.
A new forecast says heating oil prices will be up an average 10.5% this winter. Natural gas customers can expect to pay 5% more. A new study questions the value and cost of the annual checkup, a ritual for millions of Americans. But not all doctors would agree with that. Lawrence Modell is a family doctor in Pomona, New York.
I think that when you hear a study like this and they say it's not worth the doctor's time, I would not accept that. If it's not worth the insurance company's payment, that's a different agenda.
When he plays Jack Bauer on 24, Kiefer Sutherland is the man.
Put your weapon down! By order of the president!
But in Los Angeles this morning, the police got the last word. They charged Sutherland with driving under the influence when he failed a sobriety test. A reading on July home sale prices shows a 4.5% year-to-year drop, the biggest in 16 years. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 56 points, NASDAQ's down 6. This is CBS News.
If I eat something spicy, I'll go to bed at 9. Because I know heartburn's going to hit me in the middle of the night. After a while, friends just stop calling.
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why Zantac is serious. Just one pill relieves your toughest heartburn all day or all night. So the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
Brace yourselves, because I'm going to bring up a subject nobody likes to think about. Buying a used car. I know, painful. Well, I've got a painless solution. Honda Certified Used Cars. Their well-maintained late-model Hondas each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. They'll even provide a Carfax vehicle history report. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police have recovered the body of Nivia Gallegos, the 3-year-old reported missing last Friday. Her mother, Miriam, now will be charged as an accessory to murder after apparently telling police where the body was. The woman's friend, Rebecca Borrego, telling our partners at 9 News she is still in a state of shock.
She loved her daughter. She treated her daughter like it was, you know, everything to her. But now that I hear this, I don't even know what to think of her anymore.
Police also arresting Gallego's boyfriend, Angel Montoya. The mother telling investigators Montoya called her at work Friday and said to come home, where she found the girl not breathing. The couple then conspired, apparently, to hide the body. A same-sex couple who refused to leave the Denver clerk's office after they were denied a marriage license have been arrested and cited with trespassing. The pair had said before the sit-in they expected to be denied and busted. New statistics show property crime dropped nearly 13% in Colorado last year, while the number of violent crimes increased by about 1%. And the Loveland ski area and A Basin have fired up their snowmaking guns, getting ready for the upcoming skiing season. The resorts traditionally race to be the first to open, usually in late October. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We got most of the activity cleared off of both east and westbound I-70, but we've got a brand new wreck. This time it's westbound right near Peoria. So still seeing slow-moving traffic there between Chambers and Quebec. The wreck's cleared on southbound 225, but we have stop-and-go conditions that extend from I-70 to Iliff. Same situation if you're on northbound I-25 headed through the bridges. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a mostly sunny and cool day with a high of 68. Clear and cool tonight with a low of 41. And right now, mostly cloudy and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Have you been affected by rising energy costs? Thinking of going solar or building green? Then don't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes, Saturday, October 6th. Nearly 20 homes will be showcased, and you will be amazed how beautiful these green-built homes are. To register or for more information about the 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes, call CRES at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317. Or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, I've calmed down. For the minute, I've calmed down. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Decreasing clouds today, high of 67. And let's change it up here a little bit. We're going to talk to our special guest, State Representative Morgan Carroll from House District 36. And I had I was at a gathering that, not that I go to this many social events, but I was at this, Mary and I were at this gathering with her on Saturday night, and somehow the conversation drifted over to foreclosures, which are high now and are going to get even higher, so they say. And she was telling me these horror stories about foreclosure, and I said, well, gee, listen, why don't you come on the show and we'll talk about it, because it's kind of like this dirty little secret that's going. It gets coverage in the press, but it doesn't get coverage in the press to the degree that it should get coverage. And maybe you're going through this, or you know somebody who's facing it, and Morgan has some places you can go to look for help. And we'll also talk, I'm going to have her repeat some of the same stories that she repeated to me. Good morning, Representative Carroll. Nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
And I'll be calm, I promise.
We'll see about that. Hopefully not by the time we're done with this. No one should be calm after they hear this.
No, nobody should be calm. We have various people in government. we have people who will tell you that the economy's fine, that things are okay. Although, a lot of people seem to be extremely nervous, but the people who are going through really tough times are the people who are facing foreclosure, and they are at record numbers. How does the picture look now in Colorado? It's bad, but it's going to get even worse, correct?
It is. Actually, just to be clear, we're in the middle of a context of a national foreclosure crisis. Just last month, those numbers went up, 36% increase nationally on foreclosures. Last year, Colorado had the dubious distinction of being first in the country on foreclosure rates. Currently, we are fifth. We stand in the top 10 as far as the frequency of mortgage fraud, actually, in the state of Colorado. And right now we are looking at, by the end of the year, we are expecting another 30% increase or so increase in the state of Colorado on foreclosures. And with just next month, we have about $4 billion in ARM, or adjustable rate mortgages, coming due next month. And when you have a high volume of ARMs coming due like that, that's averaging into about a 30% increase in mortgage payments for most people.
30%?
And most people don't have an extra 30% to really add to whatever they're currently paying for a mortgage. So we are looking over the cliff right now.
30%, boy, 30. I don't think anybody can take a 30% increase.
No, you really can. I mean, there is essentially, that doesn't work within a middle class income. It doesn't work in a lower middle class income. And frankly, we're starting to see the mortgage crisis hit what we've considered upper middle class areas as well. What's interesting is that if you take a look at where foreclosure rates are going across the state, it includes some areas that people wouldn't necessarily expect. Adams County and Weld do remain at the top, but we're seeing places out in Lone Tree and Centennial, Greenwood Village, besides, you know, I come from Aurora, but a lot of these newer suburbs in Douglas County.
I saw a ton of them in Castle Rock. I was shocked when I looked at the information. I saw a ton of them in Castle Rock.
You know, and actually, I think there's one thing that, and hopefully we can talk a little bit about what's going on with this, but the locations are interesting because we need to stop and have a very sane conversation about growth and what smart growth really means. As we have built out of the metro area further east and much further south, places where we really don't have the water and other infrastructures, we have built at a cancerous rate the amount we've overbuilt homes. And it has not kept pace with supply and demand. And in these areas like Castle Rock, or especially out in East Aurora or even Centennial, a lot of folks get into a new home, have no down payment. They're basically mortgaged to 100%, and then as the developer continues to keep building, they can't get their equity out. They, in effect, become upside down because we keep building more houses. It is literally pulling the bottom out of the market. And so you'll see what cosmetically looks like it should be a fairly affluent neighborhood actually collapsing under homes with no equity, deflating properties because we can't seem to get a handle on the I want to just say something about the developer situation. There's a lot of perverse incentives for cities and counties to issue permits like crazy because it has the allure of a short-term revenue increase for the area. But the problem is that for every new home that's built, when you're overbuilt, it's a used home that's sitting on the market longer. And we are talking about over, you know, just in Aurora alone, we had over 80,000 new properties built, and we can't turn the ones that are sitting on the market. So by the time people are looking at houses sitting on the market 6 months, a year, over a year, at some point that depresses the property value for everybody else around there. And here's really where this gets scary. Almost half the people who are facing foreclosure literally abandon their homes.
All right, you were talking about this Saturday night, about people just, they have no other choice, so they walk away and they leave their homes. Now, what happens to them that forces them into this situation?
That's a really good question, because what happens is, basically, folks, it's very common that they are the ones in an ARM or a balloon payment that comes due, and really, while they may have generally been told they're in an ARM or a balloon, no one really worked the math to tell them what that was going to mean for their mortgage payment when. So they typically have an ARM or a balloon come due. They have a static or even a depreciating property value without enough equity in it. And so for those folks, it starts to make sense when, in order to refinance their home or to sell it, they would actually have to come up with cash at the table. So if you're already financially desperate and saying, look, in order to sell your home or in order to refi your home, you have to pay more money rather than lowering your payment, it becomes financially easier for those folks to literally walk away from their properties. And when we do that, this is really, if you aren't immediately facing foreclosure, hopefully yourself, we should not feel comfortable that this doesn't I mean, we should realize this affects all of us, because when one of these families walks away from a home, we're displacing that family. When it's vacant, it goes unmaintained. You know, properties aren't kept. Yards aren't kept. The police departments will tell you it's a vandalism magnet for crime. And then it depresses the value of the neighboring homes around it, so it further depreciates property values on all the neighboring homes. Plus, once you've got all these abandoned homes and foreclosure, it's local property taxes not being paid, which is how we fund police, fire, schools, a lot of our community services. And I think it's fair to say this affects all of us. All of our community services and how we fund them are affected by this. All of our property values are affected by this. When determining risk and who and how to underwrite, if you are anywhere within 40 miles of foreclosed property, whether you realize it or not, it is actually affecting you too.
You know, I'm tempted to ask you at 8:15, 50 minutes after 8 here, and we're talking to State Representative Morgan Carroll from House District 36. I'm tempted to ask you, how in the world we get into this mess? I think most of us do not understand how we got here, and most of us have no clue how to get out.
That's actually a really good question. It's a perfect storm, and frankly, we've had our head in the sand too long. Colorado in particular, until last year, had no regulation of mortgage brokers.
That's unbelievable.
At all. It is unbelievable. And now for folks who want to go, I mean, let me put this tip out of there. If you are looking to finance or buy a home, check and make sure your mortgage broker is, in fact, registered. And you can do that with the Division of Real Estate website with Colorado. But because we were in the top 10 on mortgage fraud, we had a lot of people being promised. It's the classic adage, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. We had what really would be a shameless amount of advertising that's still going on now for mortgages, which really are, in fact, fraudulent. We got more and more bold with so-called creative financing. So just to put a background in here, many folks that have been in Colorado may have benefited from some of these loans, but there's a danger to things like a stated income loan. By definition, you can't prove that you have the ability to pay back the loan, and often in reality, it turns out they can't. We had fraud dealing with appraisals on overinflation and games being played with quick sells. We have overbuilt the area, which is depreciating the property values that are out there, and then you take the normal social issues that do come up in life, a divorce, a medical emergency.
Medical emergency, because we have no workable health care in this. Health care is just out of control.
The health care crisis is in part behind the foreclosure crisis. Even pregnancy, something that for a family that's going together instead of splitting, pregnancy, even with health insurance, can leave people with such exposed costs that they no longer can stay in the homes that they're in. Unemployment, job loss changes out there. Let me also make a point about how many people are in HOAs. When you buy a property and you think you can afford it,
right,
we may not be planning for HOA dues and assessments. And there was one complex in Aurora who had an assessment of $20,000 levied against each homeowner one time. If you don't pay it, they're going to foreclose on you. Well, normal people don't have an extra $20,000 unplanned cash in the bank that they can pay for that. And under Colorado law, homeowners associations can pretty much do whatever they want.
I hate them. I hate homeowners associations. I hate the people that sit on those boards. I can't stand all that. I've been through it twice in my life, and twice is enough. That's why I never buy any property, because I never stay any place long enough, and also because I don't want to put up with those neighborhood Nazis.
Let me put a tip out there, though, for folks that are in homeowners associations. I did 2 years of brain damage doing HOA reform at the legislature, and let me say this much, that is at least available to consumers now. You at least now, when you're buying a home, have a right to find out the assessment history and get a copy of the minutes and get a look at the budget. This home, this complex I was telling you about, see, previously, homeowners could buy and not realize how bad the assessment history is. If you're looking for a home and it's in an HOA, use your right to get the records. Why? Because it's a sign of financial mismanagement. If they are variable all over the place, if they are implementing steep increases, or you see things like unplanned $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 assessments, you should be seeing some red flags. Use your right to go get that information, because all of those folks in that entire area were basically being forced into foreclosure because they didn't have a surprise $20,000 available to pay that assessment. So that can really nail folks. And the other thing to let people know from taxes, we've relied more and more on these special districts. People expect their property taxes to be what it is, but developers often use these special districts in order to use taxpayer money to build their developments, and they're poorly disclosed and poorly explained, and so people can think that their cost of their mortgage is one thing, and then by the time you add in HOA assessments, regular property taxes, but then you have all these weird, poorly explained special district taxes in there too, and suddenly what people thought they could afford, they may not necessarily be able to afford.
All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have State Representative Morgan Carroll, House District 36 with us. You want to talk about foreclosures? You facing this? Somebody you know? 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls. I want to ask her about the relationship between developers and legislators. And also, she has some resources that you can draw on, too, because this is a mushrooming problem in this state. So 303-713-7600. Stuck in an ARM, stuck in this situation. You know, even if you're
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Outlook today, it'll be a mostly sunny and cool day with a high of 68. Right now, under mostly cloudy skies, 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed. So get your 05 Focus today for just $79.88, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at CheaperFords.com.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Welcome to Staples.
Ahoy there, matey. I'm setting sail today, and I'd be needing some business cards right quick.
We can do that right here. You'll even get 100 free. Oh. But you're a pirate.
Aye, but I'm a pretty darn good web developer to boot.
Well, looking professional is important.
Can I get me logo on them?
Of course. Let me guess. Skull and crossbones?
Stop by any Staples and get 100 business cards free when you order 100 or more. We print them right in the store while you wait.
Yar, 100 free business cards. Tis a sweet deal.
Staples. That was easy.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show, by the way, dedicated to David Sirota, world's smartest human being, and great writer, too. Hey, did you know we're the only nation on earth that throws our children away for life? We've got 45 kids serving life without parole. Thousands more serving hard time in adult prisons. Now, you think about this. This makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, how do you treat a child, basically, as an adult? I'll tell you how you do it. You convince the public to do it because you're some prosecutor or you're somebody who wants to get political mileage out of this. Colorado has received international condemnation for its harsh sentences. Change is in the air with the Juvenile Clemency Board, the first in the nation. But you know what? That's not enough. There are some juveniles who should definitely be given a second chance. Please support the Pendulum Foundation so that we can provide programs that will transform the lives of these young men and women, both inside and outside the system. Even in Texas, where they're so-called, quote-unquote, tough on crime, they have the innovative Giddings program, which helps kids out. And we need something similar. We really do. And so what we're trying to do here is we're trying to seek the support of legislators and the governor to implement programs that would really change the behavior of these young men and women and help them become productive taxpaying citizens rather than continuing to cost you and me and everybody else millions of dollars each year. Got to ask yourself, do you think this is right, and do you believe in redemption, or do you believe in retribution? It's time to look at punishment a brand new way. So please support the Pendulum Foundation by donating at www.pendulumfoundation.com, because we're only talking about kids here. And also contact Governor Ritter and your legislators and tell them that second chances for juveniles, it not only makes fiscal sense, it makes common sense, and it also makes moral sense.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Call now.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The president of Iran speaks to Columbia University and the UN. It's free speech or propaganda. We'll give you the latest and reaction. The UN is calling for immediate action on global warming. Why isn't the United States taking a lead role on this? And thousands of UAW workers have walked off the job at General Motors. What does this mean to the workers and to General Motors, and how long will it last? We'll have your calls and the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 25 minutes after 8 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Decreasing clouds, high today 67. And State Representative Morgan Carroll's with us from House District 36. You want to jump in on this? 303-713-7600. We're talking about the record rate of foreclosures. And, Representative, let's take some calls.
Sounds good.
You want to do that? Let's go to Jan, who's in Aurora. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Besides being my progressive leftist self and getting out in the streets and screaming, I'm also in real estate, and I work with foreclosures and short sales and REO properties all the time. One of the things that the representative did not bring up that is extremely important for people to understand is with this foreclosure crisis that we have, there are thousands and thousands of houses all over the country that are going into foreclosure. The banks are having to absorb this debt. The banks at this point are reaching their maximum debt level. And with that happening, we're going to start seeing banks going under. We thought we had an S&L crisis in the 80s. We've got banks now that are reaching, huge, huge banks all over the country reaching their debt levels that they are not going to be able to get this stuff to spread around. They don't have their investors. They don't have anybody to take absorb this debt with them. And we're going to, frankly, if it's, something doesn't happen, we're going to start seeing big banks starting to go under.
Yeah, the representative is shaking her head. Yes, you want to talk to Jan about this?
Yeah, I do, Jan. Thanks for bringing this up. Actually, I saw a statistic that says that, first of all, to be clear, contrary to what many people think, banks do not want to actually foreclose on your property. They lose an average of about $59,000 per property. That's a lose-lose proposition all the way around. And actually, this is a good opportunity to bring this up. This hurts banks so much on the industry that part of what we're doing at the state is trying to do an orchestrated effort to keep people in their homes. And the banks have teamed up with housing rights advocates in order to help modify. Let me make this point to folks going into foreclosures. You can, before you walk away from a property, 50% of people who walk away from their property or go in foreclosures never even contact their lender. Mm. So this is the first tip out there. If anybody is having any difficulty with their payments, even if you're not in foreclosure yet, call your lender. The first person who answers may not be the one who can help you. You may need a loan risk specialist, but they are usually willing to work with you. And this would be a good time to also bring up, and hopefully we can mention this repeatedly, but Colorado's foreclosure hotline will help negotiate homeowners with their banks, either forbearances or loan modifications that may be able to help keep you in your home, even if you're facing problems. And that number is 1-877-601-HOPE. And that's exactly getting at the point that Jan's making here, that the banks take a bath on foreclosures. So it may not seem obvious that they really want to help keep you in your home, but they lose so much money by you walking away or by foreclosing that this housing hotline that I mentioned, their success rate is almost 80% of people that call in that have missed payments or going into foreclosure. They're able to actually keep the homeowner in their home and fix the foreclosure problem.
Jan, what's it doing to your industry?
Well, in the industry, when you're talking about real estate, there's two sides. When you're dealing with buyers and sellers, you've got the sellers out there who have to make a certain amount of money on a home, or they're going to be bringing money to the table. Right now we're seeing, as she stated, we're seeing people upside down, people bringing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to the table just to get out from underneath their home. The other thing that we're seeing is buyers not recognizing that when you're coming to a seller, they're wanting to have a lot of things fixed or repaired or taken care of by the seller. These sellers are up against the wall. They can't put on a new roof. They can't put in a new furnace. Just had a transaction recently where the buyer wanted them to put in a $50,000 system into the house, and these people were already bringing $50,000 to the table. They were going bankrupt just trying to keep their house keep afloat. So those types of things are happening. Most of our sales now are REOs. We work with an REO company. We do short sales, which a lot of people are.
All right, you got to explain for those.
What a short sale is.
Yeah, explain what an REO is.
It's a real estate company. It's a company that is an intermediary that will work with banks on foreclosed properties and try to get them sold.
Okay.
And they will maintain them. They will try to manage and maintain them, keep people from coming in and ripping out all the electrical, because that's one of the things we're seeing. One of these unmaintained homes, people will walk in, take out all the copper wiring, copper pipes, and sell them on the street.
Geez.
So these houses, these beautiful houses that were just built, have no electricity, no plumbing. So, you know, the houses have just dropped.
Okay, describe what a short sale is.
A short sale is when a person puts their house on the market and they negotiate with the bank to take less than what is owed. Instead of going into foreclosure, they're already in trouble, that they will work with a realtor, and the realtor will help negotiate a transaction in which the agent or the bank will take a certain percentage of less than what is owed to make sure that they can get at least most of the loan paid off. Because as the representative says, a bank does not want to own a property. They are not in the property management business. They are in the lending business. They are in the money business. And they can't take care of these homes. So to get 80% or 70% of the money back, they'll take that. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, if you cannot get these things renegotiated, then find a reputable realtor, talk to them, see if you can go through a short sale, sell your home, get out from underneath it, and negotiate that debt down so that you can rebuild your credit and maybe get into something a little later on when your credit is back taken care of and back strong again, but get you out from underneath that house and that debt without foreclosure.
All right, Jan, thanks. Thanks for all the information.
And thank you for letting me talk. And, hey, we all got to work together on this one.
You betcha. We love you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. We'll take more calls coming up. I got some emails, too, and particularly an email from a guy in Atlanta who wants to ask some questions. And we have State Representative Morgan Carroll with us. We're talking about foreclosures. That's why I'm never going to buy a house. You know, in my business, no stability. It's not only my business, it's me, too. You know, I can't stay in one place for very long. Good God. Here's the good news. We're going to sell our house and move. I got a great job. Oh, here's the bad news. We have to come up with $100,000 to put on the table in order to do it. Right?
Well, exactly. You know, one of the good things that local government's done to step up on this is some home ownership education. Many of the municipalities around, it doesn't seem obvious why you would need home ownership education, but not only are the contracts themselves very complicated, but if you've come from a background on where you've been renting, you know, a furnace goes out and you're looking at a couple thousand dollars of unexpected, or if your roof leaks, the amount of maintenance and how you prepare what look like invisible expenses on the front end are tough. So, you know, check with the city that you live in and find out if they don't have home ownership programs available.
Listen, we live through this phenomenon every single day with Mr. Turk and Mrs. Turk, because John's always got something. Not to devalue his house, but he always, it's his garage door opener, it's his furnace, it's his air conditioner. Right, am I right? Am I lying about
that? Something's always falling apart, and I'm not the best handyman around the house, so things just tend to sit around.
Boy, I've had to learn to be, though. I mean, it's just, if you either learn how to get handy yourself, or you're talking about a lot of money in the bank.
Oh.
No one ever plans for things to go wrong around the house, that's for sure.
Anybody out there can fix my hot tub, please call me.
Yeah, really. Anybody want to rent me cheap housing out south, please call me. 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour. We'll continue with this on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But right now we're going to dip into the traffic pool with Gina.
Hey, thanks, Jay. A single vehicle crash still slowing down eastbound C-470 at U.S. 285 in Morrison. Had a two-vehicle crash on U.S. 285 itself. That's Hamden at Sheridan and one working on Leedsdale at Monaco. The only highway spot that's really bogged down right now is northbound 25 extending from the Downing Street Bridge toward Alameda, but they did get the wreck that was there completely out of the way now. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny and cool day with a high of 68, currently mostly cloudy in 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Planning your next journey into the brave new world of business? With an innovative curriculum they call the Daniel's Compass.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to denvernutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at denvernutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
As well, you can check out their inventory online on the internets at rockiesautos.com or go out there and see them in person. And when you do, talk to my friends Tom and Marvell Shearer and Spanky Herrera and Colby Harris and all the gang out of Rockies, Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays. And there's over 100 employees, Julia, out there, Adolph Juan, to take care of you. And that's what they're geared towards. They're geared towards making sure that you get exactly what you want and that you walk away and have plenty of good things to say. Why? Because they know that repeat customers fuel their success. Not only that, but you also tell others about how great they are, just like I'm telling you about what good folks they are. Rocky's Auto's family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open tonight until 9. That's Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Auto's, they're at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you been affected by rising energy costs? Thinking of going solar or building green? Then don't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes, Saturday, October 6th. Nearly 20 homes will be showcased, and you will be amazed how beautiful these green-built homes are. To register or for more information about the 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes, call CRES at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317. Or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
We apologize for that short silence. I missed the button. 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, decreasing clouds, high today 67. Now, you got to give it to me. You got to give it up. We're talking about foreclosures here at 303-713-7600. Are you going through it? A lot of people are, and State Representative Morgan Carroll is with us from House District 36, and you've certainly seen it firsthand. Let's take another caller, and we'll go to Mike in Lakewood. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, Mike, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. I've called in a couple of different times, and I was kind of on the leading edge of the foreclosure mess. But, you know, I have survived, Jay. I actually ended up, you know, going to a psychiatrist, and I was treated for bipolar. That surfaced because of my rage that became of this foreclosure deal, but I just needed to say a couple of very important things while you have your legislator on there. The thing is that at the closing table of every financial transaction, they require a signature by all parties. And yet the moronic lawyers that help our legislators draft our laws, they only require that they foreclose on one party and not all parties that signed on the loan. So consequently, the leading edge, like I say, in 06, our lender figured they could foreclose and fix and flip my house, and it was a very nice house with a five-car garage. But because they only got a hold of my wife and not me, and she was afraid, and the very first thing she did was to contact the lender. The lender would not work with this one iota. So they foreclosed on her. I found out about the foreclosure 3 days before we had to move out. And I had $65,000 in the bank, Jay.
How long did it, why did it take, why did you find out about this 3 days before you had to move out? Why didn't you... Why weren't you in a situation where you could get into, like, a prolonged struggle with them?
Well, the thing is they my wife, she went kind of crazy, too. Because, you know, we had the same lender, which was Countrywide, for 25 years, Jay. And we were never even late with a payment until we missed three in a row. And once that happened, our lender would not work with us. They wouldn't take partial payments.
All right, hold on a second. The representative wants to say something.
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to weigh in. You know, a lot of the folks, when you first call your lender on who picks up the phone and answers, you really, frankly, don't want those frontline people because we tell people, hey, call your lender, and then you call your general customer service number, and they're, frankly, completely different people who don't understand basically the bank's own foreclosure process. So, I mean, anyone in that situation, when they call this foreclosure hotline, they're getting a housing counselor, and there's basically a totally different department in almost every lender situation that has a completely different philosophy that realizes they're about ready to lose bank, as are you. You raise an interesting point about notice to all the parties that are there. In Colorado, we increased the redemption period here to 75 days. But the problem, as you've brought up, is once you're into this period, basically, if you can't completely make up your past due amount, which by the time, you know, for some people, let's say that's $15,000 behind. If you can't pay the total $15,000 once you're under foreclosure, it keeps going. This is the kind of situation that if you talk to a housing counselor at the Colorado Foreclosure Hotline, what they can do is pull you out of foreclosure by simply remodifying your loan and pulling it back in to the principal and starting you over. And then the other thing that the housing hotline can do for a lot of homeowners is a forbearance. So let's say it's a temporary problem with a divorce or a separation or a temporary job loss. They can buy you a couple months and hold off the foreclosure proceedings. Or like the situation you're talking about where, you know, they want the whole lump of money that's there. If you get to the right layer on the lender and the housing counselors at the foreclosure hotline know who to talk to within each of the banks in the entire country, they can get to the right department, which will basically just rewrite your loan and start over. And that, as I've mentioned, has worked for about 80% of the folks that are there. So definitely people would be frustrated if you just talk to the first person who answers the phone. You need, it's typically a different department with totally different rules. And that can be very frustrating if someone's trying to make their case to kind of the first person who answers a customer service line.
Well, as I remember from your previous phone calls, Mike, didn't this pull your whole life apart?
Oh, absolutely. But fortunately, I am a small business owner, so I was able to absorb the hit and move into a rental house right away, which fortunately we met some very nice people. But, I'm still not right. I'm still on medication. It completely turned my world upside down. I just couldn't believe that, you know, the same lender we've been with 25 years, never even late one time. But, Jay, I know you got other callers. I just needed to make one other point. I had the same loan on this house for 10 years. Along the way, we decided to refinance because I had so much equity in the house that we took out a second, which was done locally through a lender here. And even though my first mortgage lender was Countrywide, my second, because we refinanced, was with another lender here, and it was called Home Alliance. The guy that owns Home Alliance, which, by the way, they're out of business. I can't get a hold of them by phone. He's living in my house. So I know it was an example of a bait and switch, but I've been to lawyers, well, not recently, because I wasn't sure this guy was going to move in, but I know he moved in and remodeled my house a bit. And so, you know, I'm going to try and get a hold of a lawyer, but I swear to, you know, that I went nuts.
Well,
we're
all nuts. I don't think anybody can blame you. By the way, what medication are you on?
I'm on two medications. I'm on Wellbutrin and I'm on Seroquel.
How's that working for you?
It's good. It's at least got me through. My business is still in pretty good shape, and you know, we're making money out here, Jay. So I'll never use another lender. We'll just pay cash for the next house. That's as easy as that.
I understand. All right, hang in there, man. And I'm sorry for what you've had to go through.
And thanks a lot. Just be careful of your seconds, guys. They're coming after you.
Yeah, stay on your meds, too, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Boy.
This is just...
See, that would make me nervous. That would make me nervous just to buy a house. All right, now, let me ask you. Oh, I want to... First of all, we got to squeeze all this stuff in here, because this guy sent me an email, and I want to... All right, this is from Steven. He says, "Hi, Jay, I'm listening in here in Atlanta, where we're going through the same overdevelopment problems. My question is, how do we discourage growth or overdevelopment? What policies can we adopt?" All right, how do you slow all this down?
That is such a great question. There's public lands and private lands. And the public lands, we have an easier time keeping control over, depending on who owns it, because we can basically set our own rules. And we should have our elected officials of both parties just be incredibly skeptical about ever selling public lands. On the private lands... every city should have a growth policy, and particularly a smart growth policy. And what that means is infill, watching your carbon footprint, basically not having sprawl. But there's really incentives and disincentives out there for the pace of growth when you're in the private sector. So you can't necessarily ban, but you can do it through zoning laws. You can do it through how much you charge your tap fees. And there are some things you can refrain from doing. I mean, a lot of times we wind up doing local governments can be particularly guilty of offering incentives, which are basically throwing public cash at developers.
Oh, I've seen that before, sure. And let me yeah. stop you right there and ask you the relationship between developers and the legislature.
Yeah, well, and it ties in exactly to what this guy on his email brought up. The relationship between the developers and every elected official, they play at every level of government. And just into the last election cycle, they contributed, just millions of dollars on groups like Trailhead, the 527s, play in state legislative races. The ethics charge that came up out of last session was from lobbying activity from one of the developers who... the developers have, what's worse, is they've put in their contracts, every single developer in the state of Colorado was requiring every Colorado homeowner to waive their rights under the Colorado Consumer Protection Act and under the Construction Defect Reform Act. And we prohibited that as void against public policy last year. Well, needless to say, the developers were up in arms over it. They were calling, doing smear tactics out in people's races. Their conduct was deplorable, but... their money plays so heavily in local races. If you haven't done it, if you've had no other reason to follow the election money into your city council races and into your county commissioner races, into your state legislative races, and even at the congressional level, developers spend millions of dollars, which, by the way, increases the cost of building a house, into every level of politics to make sure that they have as close to a blank check to build as much as they want, as often as they want, to turn as quick a profit, to have as little of responsibility for the infrastructure that should go with it, and then to basically say, oh, and by the way, if we build a defective product after you've invested your life savings here, we want no responsibility to stand behind our product. And that's where their money's going in our political system.
That sucks. 8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll finish up with State Representative Morgan Carroll. Then we got Media Matters coming up. We'll for our that GOP guy who called me up. He can check that out, that segment out. He might learn something if he's programmed to receive. Right now, though, traffic on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Joe. We're definitely seeing some improvement now. South on I-25, though, still stacked up from 120th to 84th, and again into downtown 58 to Spear. Westbound I-70, going to be a slow ride for you from an earlier wreck from Chambers to Quebec, and we still have stop-and-go conditions northbound I-25 through the bridges and up toward Alameda. Weather outlook today, it should be a nice day. Later on, we'll get some sun and cooler temperatures with a high of 68. Right now, though, we've got mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Want to win great prizes and save money on gas? Pledge to ride smart on Thursdays by commuting differently just one day.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
At the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long. Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America.
With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I've ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Dogs have a sense of smell that is one of the keenest in nature. I talked about this yesterday. We just smell a pot of stew. They can smell every single ingredient. So your dog knows. Okay, your dog knows. Your dog can tell when you're feeding them something that they don't particularly like and they know that's not good for them. Even though dogs are pigs when it comes to food. Except my dogs are not that, Coco and Jackson are not that overly food aggressive. But when it comes to our dogs, we feed them from a name we know we can trust, and that's Purina One. And Purina One has got something new, and I just love to tell you about it. Their new Purina One Wholesome Entrees, this new line of wet dog food has 5 delicious varieties, all made with select high-quality natural ingredients, real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal, brown rice, barley, or long grain rice, and every entree accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. Look for the new Purina One Wholesome Entrees on store shelves this month or ask for it by name. And if you haven't made the switch to Purina One dry formula, you ought to try that too. Take the dry Purina One formula challenge. You'll see what a difference it makes in your animals, and people will comment about how your dogs look. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One dry formula to take the challenge. Now, this offer is going to end soon, so you need to call today. 1-888-606-BARK or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com. Do it today. And by the way, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Yeah. I love it, brothers. All right, it's 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. State Representative Morgan Carroll with us. We're talking about foreclosures and the skyrocketing rate of foreclosures. By the way, State Representative Morgan Carroll represents House District 36. And if you want to know more about her, go to RepMorganCarroll.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that your website?
That's my website. Got a lot of stuff on there. Actually, by the way, since you're mentioning that, I have an issues page, and on the issues page is a housing and foreclosure link. So any of your listeners who want some follow-up information, some of the statistics we've talked about today and some of the help we've talked about can also be found on my website, RepMorganCarroll.com. And if you don't mind, for those of you who are checking in, I'd actually like to point out that I think the most important resource we have out there to help folks, if you are late on a payment, if you have missed a payment, if you've missed multiple payments, or if, God forbid, you're actually in the process of foreclosure, most of you can, in fact, be helped for free, no charge for you, with the Colorado Division of Housing on the Colorado Foreclosure Hotline, 1-877-601-HOPE, and that's free. They can help up to 80% of the folks who call. They're able to actually forestall foreclosures there. 877-601-HOPE. And before you walk away from a property, call your lender, call this help hotline. We do have help out there.
All right. Thanks for coming by. And if I had time, I'd give your law practice a plug, too. But if anybody wants to get in touch with her, because she's a wonderful lawyer, you can just get in touch with me. Thank you, State Representative. Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Jake.
All right. You're one of the best. We'll continue here. Media Matters for America. Coming up.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a single-stem roll.
There's an oil shortage in America that's threatening the very health of our country. I'm talking about fish oil. We're not giving our bodies enough of it. And meanwhile, Americans are suffering from heart conditions in record numbers. But there is something you can do to help protect yourself for free. Call right now for your free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil. 1-800-400-8813. The Advanced Omega Berry formula has up to three times the strength of ordinary fish oil, so you get the maximum benefits for the health of your heart and your skin, joints, and memory. Plus, it's the only fish oil formula that also gives you the powerful energizing antioxidants from berries. Experience the miracle of fish oil for yourself. Do it for your heart, your joints, your skin, and your memory and focus. And do it for free. Try it before you buy it. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil. 1-800-400-8813. That's 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller, live in New York.
Every member of the United Nations must join in this mission of liberation.
In the cavernous chamber of the General Assembly, President Bush called on the UN to act more aggressively to enforce its Declaration on Human Rights.
This great institution must work for great purposes, to free people from tyranny and violence, hunger and disease, illiteracy and ignorance, and poverty and despair.
During his 20-minute address, Mr. Bush cast a spotlight on repressive regimes in Cuba, Zimbabwe, Sudan, and especially Burma, now known as Myanmar. He denounced what he called the 19-year reign of fear in that country and announced new U.S. sanctions against members of the military regime there. Live in New York, I'm Mark Noller. Now live to Jim Taylor, who is covering protests outside the UN.
They are continuing to arrive by the hundreds. Demonstrators holding signs that say, impeach Bush, wearing shirts that say, arrest Bush. But in these barricaded protester pens, a couple of blocks away from the UN, there are also Iranian Americans, Vietnamese Americans, Chinese Americans, protesting a variety of issues. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Word has come within the past few minutes from Washington that the Supreme Court says it will review a case from Kentucky that focuses on the constitutionality of lethal injections. American school kids are making the grade. The latest report card, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, finds solid gains in math learning among elementary and middle school students with more modest progress in reading. But do the national test results mean kids are getting a good education? Shelley Bolton, who teaches reading to elementary school students in New Jersey, is skeptical.
Everybody's been teaching to the test, so that the main focus of our teaching curriculum basically is test-oriented.
The results will be pored over by national policymakers to gauge whether the No Child Left Behind law is helping. Do regular medical checkups make good economic sense? An analysis of two national surveys suggests the answer may be no, but Dr. Lawrence Model says that doesn't mean routine exams should be scrapped.
I definitely would not say don't go see a doctor. What I would say instead is listen to the advice your doctor gives and try and incorporate it into your life. A lot of lifestyle changes are not expensive, and yet very few people want to do the things they need to do.
Well, the nation's housing market took another hit last month. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes fell for the sixth straight month in August to the lowest level in 5 years. The association's senior economist, Lawrence Yoon, is expecting better days to come.
I think the 2008 home sales would be higher than in 2007. Prices similarly will strengthen in 2008.
And checking Wall Street, a mixed picture right now. The Dow is off about a point, the NASDAQ up three, and the S&P 500 down about 3 points. This is CBS News.
If you could change the world, what would you do? How would you use your power? What human needs would you remedy? And while you may wonder about your ability to change the world, you certainly can change your world. The people of Citgo demonstrate this every day. For example, we've contributed over $82 million to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And we give in other ways to our local communities all across this country, which actually does change the world. Citgo, there at every turn.
And now for the bonus round. Mary had a little lamb. What did Jerry have?
A silly salamander.
Correct. Snowmen are...
snow boys, all grown up.
Correct. How fast can you get movies with Netflix?
As little as 30 seconds on your PC.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail, fast, and instantly on your PC, in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix, it's that easy. Five movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An autopsy is to be performed today to figure out the cause of death for that 3-year-old girl whose body was found yesterday after an intensive 4-day search by Denver police and volunteers.
She was a happy little girl. She was always running around with a smile, big smile on her face.
Her mother reported Nivia Gallegos had been abducted last Friday, but the cops think the mother's boyfriend actually killed her. Opponents of a church's proposed housing and retail development in Longmont are expected to turn in about 5,000 signatures on petitions to the city clerk today. Group wants the city council to repeal its approval of that plan by Lifebridge Christian Church or put the issue to a vote. The council approved the annexation and development agreement last month. Opponents raising questions about the tax-exempt status of the church, as well as traffic congestion and the impact on Longmont schools. And a hearing is set for tomorrow night on that controversial editorial in the student newspaper at CSU that has some GOPers calling for the editor to be fired. David McSwain says he's not going to quit because of that editorial in the Rocky Mountain Collegian that said, "Taser this, F. Bush." The editor says the staff supported the editorial and would be an insult to them if he stepped down. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Dummy. You'll be glad to know it's looking much better now around the metro area. We did clear that crash on eastbound 6th at Bryant, but it's still pretty heavy between Federal and I-25. Slow-moving traffic as well on the northbound side of I-25 from the Downing Street Bridge toward Alameda. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny and cool day with a high of 68. Tonight, clear and cool, low of 41. And
hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just have you along. We thank State Representative Morgan Carroll. If you want more information about the foreclosure stuff and you want to get in touch with her, go to RepMorganCarroll.com. She represents House District 36, one of the nicest, smartest people that you'll run across. But, all right, now it's time to go to our weekly media misinformation report with Managing Director at Media Matters for America, Jameson Fosher. Fosher has extensive experience in progressive research, communications, and strategy, having worked for nearly a decade in national politics, and most recently served as Research Director at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee for the 2002 cycle. Check out Media Matters, mediamatters.org, best organization in the country. JMO, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, can I take you off on kind of a little uncharted area here? just to get your reaction?
Sure.
All right. First, we had the MoveOn.org newspaper controversy. Now we have the controversy here locally about the Rocky Mountain Collegian ran a forward editorial that read, "Taser this, F. Bush." Well, you can imagine what the right did about this. I mean, they went crazy. And, of course, college Republicans at Colorado State University collected more than 300 signatures calling for the CSU's Board of Student Communications to fire the editor-chief, editor-in-chief David McSwain. I was ranting and raving about this earlier, and I was ranting and raving about the MoveOn.org business, too. Who is anybody in the GOP to say anything about the conduct of anybody, considering that, and I got into a really loud argument with a guy on the phone about this, and I was quoting from your site, that you guys keep track of this stuff all the time, that these guys, that their major media figures and their right-wing water carriers, they say over-the-top stuff on a continuing basis, and I find it amazing. No, I don't find it amazing. I find it typical. That why is it these folks aren't offended by that behavior?
There's a clear double standard here, and there's a clear double standard in the way the media treats these incidents. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh or watch Fox News, you see prominent conservatives accusing progressives of being traitors just about every day, of siding with the terrorists. I'm not exaggerating their rhetoric here. This is what they say, and they do this on a daily basis. And the media doesn't say boo about it. They let it go. We all remember in 2004 at the Republican convention when the Republican delegates mocked John Kerry's service by wearing Band-Aids with Purple Hearts drawn on them, suggesting that the wounds this man received in serving his country in a war were to be made light of. That kind of thing happens on a regular basis, and there isn't this media firestorm about it. We just saw 2.5 weeks of the media, and particularly the cable news shows, going nuts over a MoveOn ad that suggested that General Petraeus had betrayed us or would betray us in giving misleading testimony before Congress. If people are upset about that, if that is inappropriate, then it is inappropriate for Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the whole constellation of right-wingers who routinely attack the patriotism of progressives. It's equally problematic, and there should be the same kind of outrage. That there isn't tells us that this was all somewhat manufactured.
Or Limbaugh calling Senator Chuck Hagel Senator Petraeus.
Right, that was just earlier this year.
And nobody seems to get upset. Now, why is this going on, and why doesn't anybody call these folks bluff?
Well, I don't know. I think part of it is that they've been doing it for so long that much of the media just accepts it. They accept this kind of language coming from conservatives. They accept conservative attacks on other people's patriotism or other people's integrity in a way that when a progressive says the same thing, they don't accept it because they're not used to progressives doing it. I think that's probably part of it. Part of it may be that the conservatives do a better job of fanning the flames of it, which isn't really an excuse. From a media perspective, if something is newsworthy, it should be newsworthy whether or not you're hearing it from the press secretary for some Republican. And if it's not newsworthy, it shouldn't be newsworthy, even if you are hearing it from a press secretary from some Republican member of Congress. But I think there is some basis there for saying that around this MoveOn ad, the entire conservative movement, their elected leaders, their interest groups were yelling about this so loudly that probably contributed to it getting attention. And historically, there hasn't been that kind of sustained effort from progressives when conservatives say something. That's beginning to change. Organizations like Media Matters, where I work, people like you who have radio shows who shine a spotlight on this rhetoric from the right is beginning to change things. And I think that there is more attention to paid to some of these over-the-top comments from conservatives than there was a few years ago. But part of it, I think, you have to look at the reality that the major news media just pays more attention to these kinds of things when conservatives are complaining about them than when conservatives are doing them. And so people should really be contacting those news organizations and saying, hey, you spent 2.5 weeks talking about this MoveOn ad. Are you going to spend the next 2.5 weeks talking about the fact that Rush Limbaugh used the very same word to describe somebody he didn't like?
Yeah,
the very same word.
I'm tired of going to a knife fight with a pillow. That's basically what it amounts to. You know, they want to jam it to us, I'll jam it right back to them. Which brings me to this, the O'Reilly comment. There was no difference between a Harlem restaurant and other New York restaurants. Like, oh, wait a minute, there's supposed to be a difference? I mean, how does Bill O'Reilly explain this comment?
Well, he he has explained it by accusing media matters of smearing him. CNN has in the last 12 hours or so, done a couple segments on these Bill O'Reilly comments, and they got a reaction from O'Reilly, and he accused us of smearing him. Now, we simply made the audio of Bill O'Reilly actually saying these things publicly available, and we transcribed them. If telling people what Bill O'Reilly says constitutes smearing him, then I guess that's kind of a backwards admission that he said something he shouldn't have said.
But see, once again, okay, clearly over-the-top behavior, why isn't Bill O'Reilly
in
more trouble because of this?
Sure. This is a great example of what we were just talking about in sort of both directions. What he said about Sylvia's restaurant is clearly outrageous. Whatever his motivations were for saying it, this is a problem and deserves a great deal of attention. And thus far hasn't gotten the attention that, for example, that MoveOn had got. It has been getting some attention in the last day or so. CNN's done a couple segments this morning on MSNBC. Joe Scarborough was talking about it. You and I are talking about it now. There is greater apparatus for bringing these kinds of things to people's attention now than there was a few years ago, and that's good, and that's some progress. People really need to keep that up, not only people like me who do it professionally, but people like your listeners who are concerned about this kind of language and think it's newsworthy and think that it should be pointed out and people should be aware of it so they can judge whether or not they want to watch this guy's show and listen to his radio show. So I would encourage people to contact CNN, contact the New York Times, contact all these news organizations that just spent 2.5 weeks on a newspaper ad and ask them why they haven't yet covered or whether they'll cover more Bill O'Reilly's radio show, which has millions of listeners. He's the highest-rated cable news host. Whether or not they'll cover his comments about Sylvia's restaurant, where he said, and let me quote him here. So
we'll play it. We got a little bit of it. All right, let's play a little bit of that Bill O'Reilly. We've got a little bit of it. Listen, here it is.
I couldn't get over the fact that there was no difference between Sylvia's restaurant and any other restaurant in New York City. I mean, it was exactly the same, even though it's run by blacks, primarily black patronship. It was the same. And that's really what the society is all about now here in the USA. There's no difference. There's no difference. You know, there may be a cultural entertainment. People may gravitate toward different cultural entertainment. But you get down to Little Italy and you're going to have that. And nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin.
Didn't you find that remarkable?
Yeah, he went on, and I think the first word of that was cut off. Let me make sure people understand how he began that. He began by saying that he couldn't get over the fact that there was no difference between Sylvia's restaurant and any other restaurant in New York City, as though he expected to walk into this restaurant that he describes as being primarily black patronage and find that, you know, I don't know what he expected to find.
They're screaming and yelling and using, four-letter words.
He went on to say there wasn't one person in Sylvia's who was screaming, MF-er, I want more iced tea. That's apparently what he thought he was going to walk into, and he's just blown away that he didn't. And again, we just played the audio, so that's not smearing to anybody.
No.
If you hear Bill O'Reilly say that he's being taken out of context, just keep in mind, you just heard him say this himself.
So, once again, he'll say this, and CNN runs some reports on it, and we're talking about it. At 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But I'll bet you, just like the Limbaugh African and all the rest of it, it'll be dead in 2 days.
Well, that's
about
where,
a day and a half, maybe.
That's where the fact that you're talking about it is helpful, and that I hope your listeners who we think that this is significant, will take some steps to make sure that it doesn't just fade away. We'll contact their local newspaper, contact the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News. If they covered the Move On ad, say, hey, even if they didn't, say, hey, this is newsworthy, that these are the attitudes that the highest-rated cable news host in America has, and these are the things that he says, and I think you should cover this, and I think you should expose it, and really encourage them to do so. Same thing with the national media. Encourage them to cover this more and more. Make them understand that people care about it, that people have had enough of this kind of behavior going uncriticized and unremarked upon. And that's when you'll begin to see some change, when these news organizations understand that the public, that their audience, is sick of the imbalance in the way that controversial statements like this are treated, that when conservatives yell and scream about a statement that they want to draw attention to, it works, and the media swarms to it. That kind of imbalance has been going on for too long, and it will change when people understand that their audience demands change.
But, you know, I remarked the other day on the MoveOn.org ad, I remarked that had I been in the Senate, and instead of being the 22 Democrats who voted, you know, to condemn that ad, I would have gone to Media Matters and run off reams and reams and reams of stuff, and I would have stood up there and started reading it and asking each person, well, listen, you know, are you prepared to what's your reaction on this, and are you prepared to demand an apology out of these folks?
It was definitely, you know, one of the failings that we saw in the media coverage of this whole controversy. It was a failure to put this in context, a failure to point out that if you think that the language Move On used was unacceptable, then you should know that numerous conservatives use this kind of language every day to describe progressives, to describe organizations like Move On. That was definitely something that was missing from the media coverage of this. The other thing, as you got into the Senate vote that happened last week, that I really thought was appalling that the media just didn't talk about,
no,
was that vote boiled down to the United States Senate, a government body, formally condemning private citizens for criticizing their government. That's what that came down to.
Exactly. What were they doing that?
That's the kind of thing that I think journalists should at least be raising the question of whether or not that's appropriate in a democracy, in an open society that encourages supposedly free speech, and where one of the most sacred rights that we have is the right to criticize our government. I don't think you have to agree with the language that Move On used to say that it's a little bit disturbing and at least something we should think about, to have the government start condemning private citizens for criticizing the government.
It's unbelievable, and let me segue into this, and let me ask you this question, and I know I've asked you this before, and I'm going to ask it again. You know, when Powell gave that speech in front of the UN, the media just fawned over him like lovesick teenagers, and it seems to me that they're doing the same thing again with General Petraeus, that they're fawning over him, and that somehow there's something critically wrong if you want to raise your hand and say, wait a minute, you know, I'd like to question or know more about what you're saying here and where you're getting this and the inconsistencies in it. And if you had to give the media a grade for their coverage of Iraq, what grade would you give them?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's not one I've thought about in terms of a specific grade. I'll tell you this. I would give them a lower grade today than I would 6 months ago, and I would give them a lower grade today because what is increasingly clear, and what I've spent the bulk of the last two columns I've written for Media Matters, you can check them out on our website, pointing out is the extent to which the media is making the same mistakes they made years ago, that they haven't learned. It was one thing for them to roll over for Colin Powell the way they did and just gush over everything he said, and it's important to point out that the praise that Colin Powell got when he gave that presentation to the UN and the media pretty much unanimously said, slam dunk case, it was irrefutable, you can't contest this. They didn't say that based on an examination of his evidence. They explicitly said they were basing this on Colin Powell being the person delivering the message. They didn't think it mattered what he said. It only mattered who he was. We're seeing the same thing with David Petraeus now. The setup for his testimony, the aftermath of his testimony, the media acted as though an actual examination of what he was saying and whether or not it was true was less important than the fact that this was David Petraeus, highly decorated general, great reputation. That's what they decided mattered. Well, we made that mistake once. The media made that mistake once. They made it in 2003. Colin Powell's presentation to the UN turned out to be disastrously wrong. But the media didn't scrutinize it. They just accepted that Colin Powell is saying this, therefore it must be true. It's even worse now. They should have learned that lesson. It's worse that they're doing it again than that they made the mistake in the first place. So whatever grade I would give them would be lower than it was a year or so ago, because it's just increasingly clear that they haven't learned, that they'll acknowledge the mistakes they made, but they don't change. Most of the major news organizations in the country at this point have acknowledged that in 2002, 2003, they didn't do a good enough job in the runoff up to Iraq. Many of them will tell you that one of the things they didn't do well enough was scrutinize the statements of people like Colin Powell, and yet here we are again. They're doing the same thing again.
What is wrong with them?
That's an excellent question. I think there are a lot of things wrong with them, is the answer. I don't think you can point to just one thing.
So the days of Woodward and Bernstein, those days are gone?
Well, there are individual journalists out there who I think do a good job. And there are individual news reports. I think maybe the last time I was on, we talked about this, about one of the big problems is that a news organization, say the Washington Post, will run an article that does a very good job of laying out that this particular argument the Bush administration is making is false and is contradicted by countless facts and official government reports. But then the next day, they'll quote an administration official making the argument, and they won't point out, hey, yesterday we completely debunked this. So you do see good individual reports from time to time, but it doesn't change the overall tenor of the discussion that's going on. And a lot of news organizations seem to think that if they debunk it once, they can go back to just printing the lies and don't need to include, you know, that follow-up sentence saying this is false. So that's definitely a real problem. But there are good journalists out there who work hard and who do good work. And I think one of the problems is that it isn't consistent enough, particularly across news organizations. And another is, you know, in the run-up to the war, Knight Ritter did some very good reporting that nobody paid any attention to.
So did McClatchy.
Right. It didn't go any further. It wasn't featured on the evening news that night. It wasn't on the cable news shows. There's a sort of narrow band of opinion that is presented in the elite media that I think is part of the problem there. The Woodwards and Bernsteins just aren't getting the attention from the small group of people who really control the national discourse.
Yeah, and I'm saying I'm learning day by day to stay away from those folks, because you know what? It just makes me mentally ill. JMO, thank you again. Really a pleasure to have you on. We urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org, get involved with this organization, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you, JMO. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. There's Jamison Fosier, 9:26, 26 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll move to
breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Protect your home for years to come. It's a protective system with a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty and will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. Hey, you got to learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them J. Marvin sent you and you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings, not on the ground, with LeafGuard. And don't forget to tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm telling you tomorrow, I got to bring in a little bebop. We got to play a little Bird. We got to play a little Prez. We got to play some jazz. I've been listening to a lot of jazz lately. And I don't mind mentioning this on the air. This area is blessed to have what I consider to be a great little jazz station down on the bottom part of the FM dial. No call letters given. No solicitation to go listen there because that would be unprofessional of me. But nice folks over there. Don't know any of them, but like them on the air. And like listening to it. All right. We'll go to open phones, 303-713-7600. We can laugh. We can cry. We can fight. We can go nuts. We can do whatever we want to do.
Can I make a quick announcement?
No, you may not.
You know what they say, man?
Don't ask permission. Just go ahead and do it.
Hey, if anybody out there is having problems with their Blackberries this morning, it appears there's a nationwide outage of BlackBerry. So if you're...
Oh, is there?
Yeah, if you're not getting any emails on your BlackBerry, it's because there's a nationwide outage.
Well, maybe that's the reason David Sirota didn't answer me the last time I emailed him. I don't have BlackBerry. I've got iPhone.
Yeah, so you're fine. But I know a lot of people out there carry BlackBerries.
Gina, is your BlackBerry working?
I don't have a BlackBerry.
Oh, I just thought I'd ask you. Okay, is your iPhone working?
I don't have one of those either.
You have a cell phone?
Yes.
Is that working?
Yeah.
Prove it. Place a call right now. Come on.
Give me your personal cell phone number and I will.
You know what's really weird about that? I don't know what my cell phone number is because I never call myself. How do people commit their cell phone numbers to memory if you never call it? Do you dial yourself? So how do you know what yours is?
Jay, you've asked me several times, what's my cell phone number?
Yeah, I don't know what my cell phone number is because I never call myself. Do you know yours? By heart, Gina?
Now I do. But I used to have to look it up on the phone at first when I first got it.
I don't get that, you two.
I know it now.
I know why I have it, because I'm numbers challenged. I understand that. Been that way all my life. But it's not like I don't, you know, it's like I don't call myself, so how the hell am I supposed to know if I never use the number?
Well, you have to, are you not giving it out to anybody?
No, I don't give it out to anybody because I don't have any friends.
Reason why.
I don't have any friends. I don't have any reason to give it out to anybody. No one wants to hang out with me. You ought to know that. I don't have any friends. My neighbors don't even know who I am.
Wow.
I never say anything to anybody. I leave by the back door and come in by the back door. I hide out. I wear a bag over my head in public.
Well, get Coco a phone.
Okay. And I'll give Coco's cell phone number out, or Jackson's. Then they can talk on the phone all day. Okay. Final traffic. We have traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but final traffic wrap-up from you. And this rush hour has been kind of okay, right?
It's been kind of a mess.
All right, so it sucked. Thanks, Jay. Okay, Gina, thanks. Jay, you're an idiot. You haven't been paying attention. Well, I mean,
But it looks great now.
Okay, so. It was bad, and you just made an idiot out of me, but that's okay. Everybody knows I am one anyway. All
you
right.
Told me to be honest with you.
Yes, be honest with me always.
All right. Southbound 25, we've got the heavier traffic between 38th and Spear. Usual slow pocket there downtown, but otherwise they're just rolling out the orange cones for construction. We're going to see a lot of that going on in the Golden area. U.S. 6 today, watch out for that work. They continue between 19th and Colfax. That's been causing some major delays. Weather outlook today, it's going to be sunny, hopefully by this afternoon. Cool day, high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Planning your next journey into the brave new world of business? With an innovative curriculum they call the Daniels Compass, Daniels College.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left? For a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1 month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
To be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, let's get it out of the crate. Pretty 7 minutes after the hour, and 760, Progressive Talk to Greasy Clouds today. High 67. six or seven big boss degrees. Okay, it's an open phone. 303-713-7600, because everything just has that rainbow feel. Okay? You know what I'm saying? No. What do you think Rush Limbaugh and those guys would do if you said it, walked up to him and said, hey, man, you know, I'm having a great day today. Everything has that rainbow feel. You know what I mean? What? Well, you know, it's the kind of thing you're, you know, you used to have when you took OxyContin. You know, the thing that cost you your hearing. Can you hear me in there? Ha ha ha. Remember those? Remember the old days of professional wrestling? They always had that move. And I'm trying to think of who used to do this. I think Bruno Sammartino used to do this, but I'm not sure. Where he'd walk up to his opponent and take his hands in an open palm and go on the side of the head and pop him in the ears. I've wanted to do that to Limbaugh for God knows how long, man. I've wanted to do that. You know, I really, seriously. All right.
That's one of the most classic wrestling moves of all time.
Yeah, that whole... That and hiding the foreign object in your trunks and sticking the foreign object in your mouth and bending over the ropes so the crowd keeps yelling to the referee, hey, ref, check him! It's here! Check him! And the ref is patting down the wrestler's body but can't find the foreign object because the foreign object is in the wrestler's mouth.
I personally like when the refs get knocked out and then the wrestlers are able to do whatever they want in the ring.
I haven't watched wrestling in so long, I don't have any idea.
The ref infamously comes back to consciousness and then sees one guy being pinned after being knocked out the chair or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
they can't figure it out.
Yeah, didn't know what happened.
Didn't know what happened? I haven't watched wrestling and I don't even know who's on the scene anymore.
I don't either. But I was into it in the like early 80s, mid 80s. Junkyard Dog, Hulk Hogan,
oh, yeah.
Andre the Giant. Jake the Snake Roberts,
whose father was also a wrestler, who a lot of nights never had a snake in that burlap bag. It was a 2x4.
Nah, I seen it move. There was a snake in there.
Yeah, he would only have it occasionally. Many nights he would not have it.
They would show it. They would pan on it with the camera.
Yeah, for television, he would have the snake. And sometimes in selected... arenas, he would have the snake. But most times, he didn't have it. He had a 2x4 in there.
Who was the guy that carried the 2x4? The kind of crazy redneck guy?
Oh, that was...
Jim Duggan?
Jim Duggan.
He was fun.
No.
He'd carry that thing around.
No, he was boring.
2x4.
The best two wrestlers of all time were Freddie Blassie and Ric Flair. They were the best.
Classy Freddie Blassie.
Yep. The greatest man to ever step in the squared circle. I love him. I had him on the radio once, and he said to some caller, you and that pot of oil old lady of yours, as you wobble around the house and stuff yourself with junk food, you're just jealous of the magnificent Freddie Blassie. Oh, God. Freddie, rest in peace, man. You're the best. David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, I guess I got to go from the sublime to the ridiculous, right?
Oh, man. Hey, Freddie was like A number one. He invented the term pencil neck geek.
Then he's in my Hall of Fame. That's a great line. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a topic earlier this morning, and that's you keep bringing back the subject of why do some of these people get so fascinated and so negative about gays and what they do with their genitals.
Because I think you're right. I think they're like totally and completely mesmerized by the idea of gay sex.
And I really think, and I've said this to you in a couple different ways before, I really think it comes down to the role that religion plays in the way these people were raised. And that is in this way. If I've been raised since, and I was raised Catholic, so I'm just telling you part of my story too. One of my first memories of going to the first grade at the age of 5 in my first religion class was, you're born into sin.
Do you think all of that comes from religion?
Well, I'm not saying all that it does. I think maybe we have some personality tendencies. We have some other things in our backgrounds that sort of lend us to take that very negative characterization of ourselves, and we don't really have a really... There's not a whole lot, unless you've been raised in a very positive environment. There's not a whole lot that overbalances against that picture of yourself that you create, and then the fact that you rely upon external values and external messages to help mold that personality and indicate your behaviors. Because, you know, when that happens, and especially if religion buries that deep hook into your sexuality and says, hey, you know, when you want to know what's right about your sexuality, or when you make a mistake, or God forbid, a sin, you have to come to me to forgiveness. That's a deep hook. And so if that's buried in you, and you're trying to come to terms with that and understand, who the heck am I really? You've got this inner dissonance going on, because you've got the external religious authority telling you, you must do it this way, and hopefully you've got some glimmerings of you know, the original message that Jesus meant, which is God is inside of everything.
Yeah, but see, you know what? I think some of this has got to come from some other place than religion. I really do. This overwhelming, what is this overwhelming compulsion to give a damn about two people of the same sex trying to achieve some degree of happiness together? Why is there such an overwhelming compulsion with this whole thing? What is driving this?
Okay, so let's, just for the sake of this discussion, let's take religion out of the picture. I've got some things going inside of me psychologically that I'm not happy with, but I don't have the courage to go inside and explore it, okay? So I've got this inner tension, anxiety, alienation, whatever you want to call it, Jay, okay? And maybe I turn to food, or maybe I turn to drugs, or whatever it is I turn to. And I can also, because I won't deal with it, I don't have the courage to deal with it, I externalize it, okay? And it's them. There's always a them. There's always an out.
Why does there have to always be a them?
Because I'm externalizing what I can't deal with. And hopefully, if I can put them down, okay, and make them a pariah, and it'll make me feel superior. It'll help take some of that inner anxiety away. And, of course, until you have the courage to go inside and deal with it, it'll never get taken away.
I wish I could figure out what it is. I wish I were a psychiatrist. And if I were, I'd be able to. And I wish some psychiatrists would call us. I'd love to see. I mean, I want to know what their whole fascination is with this topic, and to look and know that whole thing back in 2006 passed about, you know, marriage between, why does marriage have to be between a man and a woman? Why does it have to be between a man and a woman? What is the overwhelming drive to make it between a man and a woman? Because the answer they give you is that if you open it up, it threatens marriage. No, the only thing that threatens marriage is men who can't, and women, who can't control themselves. That's the only thing that threatens it.
Look at the statistics that were just published last week about the seven-year cycle, and that, you know, you're extremely rare if you have a marriage that's lasted beyond 20, 25 years, and that the seven-year...
Well, then I guess Amiga Marie and I are in a rare category.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
You take care, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay, man. Let's go to Jackie in Englewood. Jackie, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, I just wanted to call and lend my support for David McSween. I've been listening to the program all morning, and he said that nobody was calling, and I wanted to call in. I think this is a young man that's making a difference. I think he understands more than a lot of people that this is an administration that is not just chipping away at our Constitution and killing our right of freedom of speech. They're burying it. They want to kill it.
Well, I think we should pull the house down on these folks and start demanding that if they want to go after people like McSween, that they clean up their own house.
Well, this is our own version of shock and awe, but every time we try and tell them that they need to get with it and they need to do the right thing, they don't answer the question. Like, how many times have you talked to people and they'll give you all the answers, but they don't back it up?
Yeah. Well, we got to pull the house down on these folks and got to tell them, look, you want to have a discussion about his behavior, then you know what? Clean up your own act. Clean up your own water carriers act. We're tired of your insults. We're tired of your BS. And this whole thing about let's have an elevated discussion. No, you know what? You know what? Listen, you want to conduct yourself in that manner? You want to get into it? Fine. You've got our address. You know what I'm saying? Bring it
well,
to us, and we'll bring it.
Bring
it to us, and we'll bring it on to you. That's what I say. Right, Jackie?
Exactly. Right on.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, you're a doll. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I called her a doll. That's a sexist statement. Like the woman who called him and said, "Ooh, you like the Southwest Airlines ad. We'll never listen to the radio station again." Pardon me for being a man. Art. Where's Art calling from? Oh. It's Aurora, but John has it spelled Arupa.
Aruba.
Art, how are things in Aruba this morning?
Hello?
Yeah, Art, how are things in Aruba?
Hi, Jay.
How are you?
I wish I was there just maybe for a week or so.
Yeah, me and you both.
Well, you know, there are so many neat subjects on the radio. Radio is cool. And, you know, anywhere from immigration to politics. The thing about free speech, I want to mention one thing first. You know, the personification of radio, the way, and I don't believe this, but I just want to throw it out there for you to chat over. When I listen to you, remember that show Leave It to Beaver?
Mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh and those other talking heads, meatheads, tried to come off like the Cleaver family, and you would kind of remind me of Eddie in a good way. I mean that in a good way.
Well, what were you? Yeah, okay, but you know what they do? What they do is they pull the same stunt that caller pulled on me with this morning, which is like you lean on them. It's like, oh my God, how much? Oh my God, how much? How much, you know, you're attacking me. Oh, God. But when they do it, it's like, it's all right. It's okay. So they catch us in the same trick bag every single time. And what I'm saying is we need to tell them we're armed and dangerous, and you want to rumble, fine. You got the right place to come. We'll rumble.
Yeah.
Instead of running away like a bunch of children all the time. Oh, you know, no. Fine.
Yeah. You know, and one last thing. You know, the thing about Aminajad, I can't pronounce his name right. The thing about free speech is, you know, I want to take you back 200 years, you know, during the revolution when you had the Declaration of Independence. You know, it didn't travel very fast from one end of the country to the other, as big as it was then. You know, we just, free speech then didn't have the media that it does now. I think there's only, there's Canada, United States, and Europe. None other country compares. And when you take a country like Iran that has no media outlets, nowhere near compared, I think that's what really part of the outrage is, because our media compares to none, to no one. And I think if we could go to their country, send a diplomatic representative that had the same media outlets that we have here, I think we could really have a discourse.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Art, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call.
Yep.
Appreciate it. 9:50, traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, things have settled down on the highways, moving along on I-25 across downtown. A little crowded, but nothing really backing you up as you make your way down through the bridges, in and around the tech center, looking pretty good as well. Good speeds on 225 all the way across Aurora from I-25 up to I-70. I-70 in decent shape on both sides of the city. Good drive in and out of Lakewood now. Earlier problems out of the way, so looking good on 6th Avenue, making way all the way out into Golden. Again, they could be doing that construction, that paving work, heading into Golden. So could be some backups there today. Weather forecast, a lot better today. Partly sunny, a little breezy, but highs up near 70 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low 41. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, high of 75. Right now, it's 48 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk. Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you?
It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
I think you'll really be pleased with what you'll see, because they've got it all out there, and they've got their matching down incentive and numerous ways to finance, and great people who I talk about every single day on the radio because they're my friends. And I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Mary and I have bought from Rockies time and time again over the past 12 years. And when we're ready to buy again, we'll continue to do it as well. We bought a great SUV there, which gets great gas mileage. And it's just a neat little car. And Mary loves it. And it saved our bacon last winter. It really did. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you can see the inventory on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or you can get out there and see them in person. Ask for Tom and Marv Alshear to start off, and then work your way to Spanky Herrera and Colby Harris and the rest of the gang, Freddie Labrato, and the rest of the gang working out there. Rockies Autos, there are a lot of places to go buy. But I want to issue you a personal invitation to go see my friends at Rockies Autos. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, we'll play this for Tiger Dave, one of our all-time favorite guys. Carry on, man. Tiger Dave, you rock. Yeah. Tiger knows what it's like to hear this at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Funny taste in your mouth. Weird sounds everywhere. Fantastic illusions. It's magic. Now, do you think if you like went up to Sean Hannity and went, "Purple Haze, all in my brain, things just don't seem the same"? Do you think Sean would go, "Yeah, man, I get it"? No, he'd look at you like, "What's that, some kind of New Age liberal poetry?" I mean, he just wouldn't understand it. These guys have all this advice about life, yet they've never lived any of it. That's what cracks me up. Sean, let me tell you, man. Let me ask you. Let's be honest, Sean. Rush, the rest of you, weren't you moved, man, when you read On the Road? Didn't you want to be Sal Paradise? How? On the what? Yeah, okay. Check this out. Did you ever think those your parents lie to you? Did they ever tell you anything that wasn't true? No, not at all.
These are the guys that think Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is about gambling.
Yeah, exactly. Well, isn't that a book about what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas? Yeah. Okay. Do you even know who Hunter Thompson is? Have any idea? Got to see the current issue of Rolling Stone. has a thing on Hunter S. Thompson. It's really good. Okay, it's 9:57, 57 minutes. Actually, now it's, yeah, it is 9:57. Hey, I want to say something about this. Somebody tipped us off to this article in the Tribune. New 527 works to make headlines on hot-button issues. Rebecca Boyle is a reporter on this. She's talking about this 527 group, Northern Colorado Conservative Alliance. Well, it turns out the Northern Colorado Conservative Alliance is mixed up with Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck. And apparently, when Ken Buck had his little hate gathering there, his little smear gathering of 600 people to talk about all the terrible crimes that are going on in Colorado by illegal aliens, it turns out that Mr. Buck, apparently, that they had pamphlets promoting this group. A brochure was available at the immigration event. Now, I don't know if this is technically unethical or not, but I think we should be looking into the fact that what was this guy doing using a taxpayer-paid-for facility, an event, and was turning around and this kind of stuff was available. That these folks are in bed together. That Buck is in bed with this 527. And we'd ask Ken Buck directly on the air about this, but Ken Buck won't come on the air with us. That's the whole deal. He won't face up on this. But we're going to do some investigating on this. And you know what? If it's possible to file an ethics complaint, we're going to do it. We really are.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Come test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.